The sermon the mighty God unveiled before us was delivered on Monday evening, June 29, 1964, at the Full Gospel Businessmen's Fellowship International Convention at Bellevue Stratford Hotel, Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, USA. Uparazgi, chiuta mwene nkongono zose kuvumbukwa kwa ise, ukapelekeka pamande kumuhanya, June 29, 1964, paungano ukuru wa Full Gospel Businessmen's Fellowship International ku hotelu ya Bellevue Stratford ku Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, USA.
I have a few scriptures written down that I would like to speak to you from, and I trust that God will bless our feeble efforts.
Ndiri na malemba gachoko ndalemba pasi apa au ine ngukumba kuyoya kwa imwe pa kuyambira apo. Ndipo ine ngukumezia kutichiuta watu mbikenge kuyeziska kwitu kwa kutomboloka.
Now, many people has wondered why we are so odd and so noisy. You know, this is kind of a different a type of a convention than what people are used to seeing. And usually everything is kind of a cut and dried form.
Sono vandu vanande varikuzizwa chifukwa icho ise tiriri bambula kupurikisika ndiposo vavuwa wachomene. Imwe mukumanya, uu ndi mtundu unyake wakulekana waungano kuruska iyo vantu vazgovera kuiwona. Ndipo kananandi chirichose chiri mkaviro ngati nkakudumuka na komira.
But when we come to these conventions, which has been my privilege now for several years since we first started, we don't hardly know what we're going to do.
Kwini paraise tikwiza kumisonga na iye, uo wakara kuwa mwawi wane sono kwa virimika vinandi kufumira apo iyi ikati ya yamba. Ndipo ise tikumanya na pachoko chara chakuti ise tingachita.
We just come and surrender ourselves. That's the only thing that we know to do. And God does the rest of it. So that makes us a very peculiar acting people.
Ise tikwiza waka na kujipereka tawene. Ichi ndicho cheka pera icho ise tikumanya kuti tingachita. Ndipo chihuta wakuchita vinyake vyose vya karako vya ichi. Nteura icho chikutipangisika ise vandu vakachitiro kambula kupulikisikika.
The other day, someone said, you know, you people are really an oddball. And I said, well, I suppose we are.
Zwari nyake, mwinyake wakati. Imwe mukumanya, mwabantu imwe muri wakuziziswa nadi. Ine nkati, enya, ine nkona ndimo tiriri.
And I remember one of the conventions, Brother Troy was telling me one time of a little German that said he received the baptism of the Holy Spirit.
Ndipo ine nkukumbukira umoza wa misonkano, mbare Troy wakandipaliranga ine nyengo imoza za mjeremani muchoko uyo wakati iyo wakapokera ubabatizo wa mzimu mtuwa.
And the next day in the shop where he was working, he would raise his hands and praise the Lord and speak in tongues and just carry on awful.
Ndipo pazuwa la kurondezgana mstoro umo iyo wakagwiranga nchito, iyo wakakwezganga maoko yake mchanya na kuirimba fumu, na kuyoya malilime, na kurutiriranga waka mwakofya.
Finally the boss came by and said, Heine, what's the matter with you? He said, oh, I got saved. He said, my heart's just overflowing with joy.
Ndipo paumaliro, bwana wakiza kufupi ndipo wakati. Heine, kasi nchichi chachitika na iwe. Iye wakati. Oh, ine ndiri kuponoskeka. Iye wakati, mtima wane ukusefukira waka na chimwemwe.
He said, well, you must have been down with that bunch of nuts down there. He said, yes, glory to God. So thank the Lord for the nuts.
Iye wakati, enya, iwe ukwenera kuti wanguva kusika kula na gulu la manati kwene kula. Iye wakati, enya, uchindami kwa chuta. wakati kuiwonga fumu chifukwa cha manati.
He said, you take the automobile, come down the road, said you take all the nuts out of it, you haven't got nothing but a bunch of yunk, and that's just about right, you know.
Iyo wakati, imwe mutole galimoto, yifike pa mseo. Wakati, imwe muusike kwa manati wose kuiyi, imwe mukuba na chinyake chara kweni mulu wa visulo. Ndipo ichi pafupufupi ndi unenesko waka, imwe mukumanya.
One day in California, I was going down the streets of Los Angeles, and I seen a man had a sign on his breast, and here...
Zvalimosa mkalifornia, ine nkarotanga kukirira mumisewe ya Los Angeles, ndipo ine nkawona muntu wakava na chimanyikwiro panganga yake na apa.
He said, I am a fool for Christ, and everybody was looking at him, and I noticed some turning around and looking after he passed by.
Ndipo iyo wakati, ine ndine chindere cha Kristu, ndipo wariyose wakalavisikanga kwa iyo. Ndipo ine nkavaona iwo vakungana mukira kunyuma na kumlavisikanga wakati wa jumba kufupi.
And I thought I would follow with the rest of them, and on his back he said, whose fool are you? I suppose we're all kind of odd one to the other, you know.
Ndipo ine nkagarangana kuti ine ningamanya kurondesigana na vanyake vose va iwo. Ndipo pa msana wake iyo wakati. Kasi imwe ndimwe chindere chanjani, enya. Ine nkugomezga isetose tirivambula kupulikisikika, yumoza kwa mwinyake, imwe mkumanya.
But, you know, the world gets in such a rut. Something different makes it so odd to the people does think it's something's wrong. And usually God has to do something so unusual to get the people back to the Bible again.
Kweni, imwe mkumanya. Charo chikunjira muheni wanteura, mpaka chinyake chakulekana chikuchipangisika ichi chambula kupulikisikika chomene, mpaka vandu vakuchita kukanangana kuti chinyake chindu chanangika. Ndipo chuta nyingo zinandi wakwenera kuchita chinyake chachirendo chomene, kuti watole vandu kuwerera kubaiboro.
I can imagine that Noah was kind of a nut to that scientific... age that he lived in, because they could prove there was no water in the skies.
Ine ningamanya kuganaganira kuti Noa wakava ngati ndi na nati kumuwiro ula wa science mweni mumo iyo wakakaranga. Chifukwa iwo wakamanya kukozgera kuti maji kukavavye kumitambo.
But God said there would be some there, so Noah preaching and believing that, he become a nut.
Kweni chuta wakati Gaza mkuvako ganyake kula. Nteura Noa kuparazganga na kugomezganga chira iyo wakazgoka nati.
And I'd imagine that when Moses went down in Egypt, he was kind of a nut to Pharaoh, but remember Pharaoh was a nut to him too. So we realize that.
Ndipo ine ningamanya kuganagana kutipara Moses wakati wakirira kuigupto. Iyo wakavangati ndi nati kwa faro. Kweni kumbukirane, faro wakavangati kwa iyo na yoso. Nteura iwo, ise tukuchimanya icho.
Even Jesus was considered a heretic. It's right. Martin Luther was a nut to the Catholic Church, and John Wesley was a nut to the Anglican.
Nanga ndi Yesu wakamtora ngati nchakusekereskia umbu nenesko. Martin Luther wakavanati kumpingo wakatolika. Ndipo John Wesley wakavanati ku Anglican.
So, you know, it's about time for another nut, don't you think so?
Nteura imwe mukumanya, iyi pafupi ndi nyengo ya nati nyake. Kasi imwe mukanangana nteura chara.
But before there can be a nut, you know, there has to be a bolt first. Amen. The thread to it.
Kweni pambere kundaveko nati, imwe mukumanya, kuyenera kuti iveko boti danga, kuti imangike kwa iyi.
So, you know, Noah being a nut, he takes the nut, it pulls a bolt, pulls something together and holds something together.
Nteura imwe mukumanya, Noah pakuva nati, iyo chikutolera nati, iyi kuguza boti, yikuguzira chinyake pamoza, ndipo yikumangirira chinyake pamoza.
So Noah was able to pull all that would believe into the ark out of the judgments by being a nut.
Nteura Noah wakamanya kuwaguza wose au wakamanya kugomezga kunjira mungarawa kufumako kufiyeruzgo pakuwa nati.
We find out that Moses pulled the church out of Egypt by being a nut. That's right.
Ise tukusanga kuti Moses wakaguza mpingo kufuma kuigupto pakuwa nati. Uo mbunenesko.
I think we need a nut now to pull the bride out of the church. We need something now.
Ine nkuganagana ise tikusoverwa nati sono kuti iguze mwari kufuma mumpingo. Ise tikusoverwa chinyake sono mwinyake yumoza.
So we are very odd sort of people, and I thought tonight if the Lord was willing I would try to read some scriptures pertaining to this and would speak to you just a few moments and try to show you why we are such an odd people.
Nteura ise tiri mtundu wa vantu vakuziziswa chomene. Ndipo ine nangugana usiku uno usange fumu ingasomerezga. Ine ngukumba kuyezga kuverenga malimbaga nyake kukwasikana na ichi. Ndipo ningamanya kuyoya kwa imwe kwa nyingo ichoko waka na kuyezga kumurongorani imwe chifukwa icho ise tiririvantu vambula kupulikisikika.
Let us turn in the scriptures now to Philippians the 2nd chapter 1 and 8, 2 Corinthians 3, 6. And let us read as we believe God's word.
Tieni ise tijule mumaremba sono. Kuva Filipi chipaturo 2:1-8 na 2 Corinthians 3:6. Ndipo tieni ise tivanske apo ise tikugomezka masu kachuta.
And now, just before we read, let us bow our heads for prayer.
Ndipo sono pambere ise tindavanske. Tieni ise tisindemiske mitu itu kuti tipemphere.
Gracious Heavenly Father, we are indeed a privileged people tonight to be living in this age and see the things that we see going on and to know that the time is close at hand when Jesus will come for His church. All that thrills our hearts, Lord.
Vadada va uchizi muli kuchanya. Ise nadi ndisevantu wa mwavi usikuno kuteti kukara wa moyo mumwiro uu na kuona vindu ivyo ise tikuviona vikuchitika na kumanya kuti nyengo ili pafupi chomene kumara apo Yesu wafikenge kupukwa mpingo wake. O, icho chikukondoreska mitima itu fumu.
And as we pull back the pages tonight, we pray that you'll give us a context out of this text.
Ndipo apo ise tikujura mapeji usiku uno, ise tikuromba kuti imwe mutipengese mutu pamakani aga.
And may the Holy Spirit reveal to our hearts the things that would be good and pleasing to God, for we asked it in Jesus' name. Amen.
Ndipo nkuromba kuti mzimu mutuwa uvumbure kumitima itu vindu ivyo vingamanya kuwa viwemi na vya kukondweska kwa chiuta. Pakuti ise tikuromba ichi mzina ra Yesu. Amen.
You know, Levi, I'll ask you to do something. I usually ask some strange things, and I hope I'm not asking anything too strange.
Ime mkumanya, kugomezga ine nditi mfumbaninge ime kuti mchite chinyake. Ine kanande nande nkufumba vindu vinyake vya chirendo. Ndipo ine nkugomezga ine nkufumba chinyake cha chirendo chomene chara.
But when we pledge allegiance to the flag, we all stand and the flag passes by, we stand, which we should, and we stand to salute. Let's just stand to our feet while we read the word, if you will.
Kwenye paraise tikupangana kupereka nchini kundembera, isetose tikuyimirira. Ndipo para ndembera ikujumba kufupi, ise tikuyimirira. Chene icho ise tikwenera. Ndipo ise tikuyimirira kupereka nchindi. Tieni ise tiyimirire pamarundi itu, apo ise tikuvazga mazgu, usange imwe mungachita.
2 Corinthians 3:6.
Vakorinte vachiviri 3:6.
Who has made us able ministers of the New Testament, not of the letter, but of the spirit. For the letter killeth, but the spirit giveth life.
Mwene uyu wali kutipanga ise vateveti vakwenerera vapangano lipsya la lembo chana kwenye la mzimu. Pakutu lembo likukoma kwenye mzimu kupereka umoyo.
But if the ministration of death written and engraved on stones was glorious, so that the children of Israel could not steadfastly behold the face of Moses for the glory of his countenance, which glory was to be done away.
Kweni usange utevetu wa nyifwa, wakulembeka na kuzongeka pamawe, ukava na uchindami, nteura kutivana wa Israeli wakaura kumanya kudodoliska chisiko cha Moses chifukwa cha uchindami wa chisiko chake, uchindami wene uo ukava wakumara.
How shall not the ministration of the Spirit be rather glorious?
Kasi utevetu wa mzimu, wutu uvenge na uchindami kwa kuruska chomene?
Or if the ministration of condemnation be glorious, such more does the ministration of righteousness exceed in glory.
Pakuti usange uteveti wakasuskiro uli na uchindami. Wanteura ukuruska chomene uteveti wakunyoroka mu uchindami.
Or even that which was made glorious had no glory in this respect by reasons of the glory that excelleth far. If that which is done away was glorious, how or much more that which remaineth is glorious.
Pakuti nangandi icho chikazgoka cha kuchinda miskika chikavavya uchindami mto wa iye, mwavifukwa vya uchindami uo ukuruska. Pakuti usangechira chene icho chimarenge chikava na uchindami, ipo panji kuliwuli na icho chikukalirira mu uchindami.
Seeing then that we have such a hope, we use great plainness of speech, and not as Moses, which put a veil over his face, that the children of Israel could not steadfastly look to the end of that which was abolished.
Pakuona kutiise tirinacho chigomezgo chakuwa ncheura, tirinachikanga chikuru pakuyowoya. Ndipo ngati ndi Moses chara, mwene uyo wakavika chidiko pachisiko chake, makuti vana wa Israeli waleke kudodoliska kumaliro wa icho chikamaranga.
But their minds were blinded, or until this day remaineth the same veil untaken away in the reading of the Old Testament, which veil is done away in Christ.
Kweni maganogano gago gakaburumutizgika, pakuti mpaka kufika kunokulero, chikukalirira chidiko chenechira chambula kubenuka mukuverenga za pangano la mwaka. Chidiko chene icho chiri kumalira mwa Kristu.
But even unto this day, when Moses is read, the veil is upon their heart.
Kweni nanga kuwe kuno kulero, penipapo Moses wakubazgika, chidiko chikudikika pamitima yao.
Nevertheless, when it shall be turned to the Lord, the veil shall be taken away. Not now the Lord is that Spirit, and where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty.
Kweni para ichi chizamkungana mukira kwa fumu, chidiko chizamkuskikako, chara, sono fumu ndi mzimu ura, ndipo kwene kuko kuli mzimu wa fumu, kwene kuko kuli wanangwa.
But we all, with open faces, behold, as in a glass, the glory of the Lord, the changing unto the same image from glory to glory, even as by the Spirit of the Lord.
Kweni setose, na visko vyambula kudikika, tikulaviska ngandi mugalasi ra uchindami ra fumu, kusindikira kuchiringanizgo chimoza pera, kufuma kuchindami, kuruta kuchindami, nanga uwe mzimu wa fumu.
And in Philippians 2, we read this, beginning with the first and reading to the eighth verse.
Ndipo mwa Filipi 2, ise tikuverenga ichi, kuyambira pa vesi la kudanga, na kuverenga mpaka ku verse 8.
If there be therefore any consolation in Christ, if any comfort of love, any fellowship of the Spirit, if any bowels of mercy, fulfill ye my joy, that ye be like-minded, having the same love, being in one accord and one mind.
Usange kaliko kachisikiro ma Kristu. Usange kuli chikwimisiko chakutema. Wene na wene wa mzimu. Usange chiriko chiulavi cha rusungu. Fisikani kukondwa kwane. Kutimiyane mtima. Kuwa na kutema kumoza. Kuwa na kumbo limoza. Na lingaliro limoza.
Let nothing be done through strife or vain glory, but in lowliness of mind, let each esteem others better than themselves.
Pavavye karikose kachitikire mumpindano panji mkujikuzga, kweni mkujiyuyura kwa mtima muntu waliyosi wapime vanyake wakuru kuruska mwene.
Look not every man on his own things, but every man also on things of others.
Muntu yose kupwerera vyakepera chara, kweni muntu waliyose pa vintu vyavanyake.
Let this mind be in you, which also was in Christ Jesus, who being in the form of God, thought it not robbery to be equal with God.
Zomerezgane mtima uu uwe mwaimwe, wene woso ukawa mkristu Yesu. Mwene uyo pakuwa mukaviro kachiuta, wakapima ichi kuwa chakupanga chara, kuwa vakulingana na chiuta.
But made of himself of no reputation and took upon him the form of a servant and was made in the likeness of man.
Kweni wakajipangira kwa iyo yeka wambura uchindami. Ndipo kajitolera pa iyo mwene kaviro kamuzga. Ndipo wakapangika mchikozgo chavantu.
And being found in fashion as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient to death, even the death of the cross.
Ndipo pakuti wakaoneka mkulingana na muntu, wakajiyuyura yeka, ndipo wakazgoka wakupulikira kunyifwa, nanga ndi nyifwa ya mpinjika.
Let us pray.
Tieni ise tirombe.
Heavenly Father, this great word that has been read tonight from thy holy writ, make it so real to our hearts that we will go from here like those going from Emmaus, saying, did not our hearts burn within us as he talked to us along the road? For we asked it in Jesus' name. Amen.
Vadada muli kuchanya, lizgulikuru ilo lavazgika usikuno, kufuma mumaremba ginu ya tuva, gapangani iwo kubageneko kumitima itu, kutise tirute kufuma pano ngati ndivara vakafumanga ku Emmaus kuti, kasi mtima yitu ya goleranga chara mkati mwa ise, apo iyo wayoyanga kwa ise muntowa, pakuti ise tikuromba ichi mzina la Yesu. Amen. Ime mungamanya kukarapasi.
Now, this is a very odd text, but I think it's very suiting for the occasion. I wanted to speak on the subject of the mighty God unveiled before us.
Sono aga ndi makani kakusiziswa chomene. Kwene ine nkukanagana aga nga kukwana chomene pamaro aga. Ine nkukumbanga kuyooya pachisambizgo chakuti. Chivuta mwene nkongono zose kuvumbukwa kwa ise.
Now since there has been man, there has been a hunger in man's heart to find out where he came from and what's his reason of being here and where he's going.
Sono kufumira apo muntu wakati wavako, makara mukuvanjara mumtima wa muntu kuti wamanye, uko iyo wakafumira, ndipo chifukwa chake nchichi chakuvira kuno, na uko iyo wakuruta.
There's only one can answer that. That's the one who brought him here. And man has always wanted to see God.
Pari yumoza pera uyo wangamanya kuzgora icho. Uyu ndi yumoza mwene uyo wakamtolera iyo kuno. Ndipo mundu nyengo zose wakara wakukumba kuti wamuone chiuta.
Back in the Old Testament, we find out that God veiled himself from unbelievers. God has a very odd way of dealing with people.
Uko ku Testament la kale, ise tikusanga kuti chiuta wakajibisa iyo mwene kuvambula kugomezga. chiuta wali na kachitiro kakuziziswa chomene pa kuchita na vantu.
He hides himself from the unbeliever and reveals himself to the believer.
Amen.
God does that.
Iyo wakujibisa iyo mwene kuambula kugomezga, ndipo wakujifumbula iyo mwene kwa kugomezga. Chiuta wakuchita icho.
Jesus thanked the Father that he had hid these things from the wise and prudent and would reveal it to babes such as would learn.
Yesu wakabaonga bawiske kuti, iyo wakabisa vindu ivi kufuma kubavinjeru na wakuchenjera. Ndipo wakamanya kuvumbula ichi kubanichi au wangamanya kuvisambira.
So we find that God never changes in his nature and he's always doing his work the same.
Nteura ise tikusanga kuti chiuta wakusinda chara mukabiro kake. Ndipo iyo nyengo zose wakuchita mlimo wake mwakuyana.
We find out in Malachi 3 that he said, I am God and I change not. So he works in the same principle all the time.
Ise tikusanga kuti mumalaki 3 kuti iyo wakati ine ndine chiuta ndipo ine ngusinda chara. Nteura iyo walinakachitiro kamoza nyengo zose.
Now we take one of the oldest books of the Bible. When Job, one of the most righteous men of his day, a perfect man in the laws of God, a servant, noble, honorable servant, even to God said, there's none like him in the earth.
Sono ise titole limosa na mabuku kakare chomene ga baiboro. Para Job, yumosa kwa vantu varunji chomene wa mnyengo yake. Mundu wakufikapo mumarango gachuta, mteveti wakuchindikika, mteveti wakuchindikika, mpaka chuta wakati, kulijo wakuyana na iyo mcharo chapasi.
But his desire one time to see God, he know that there was a God and he felt that he would like to see him.
Kweni kumbiro lake nyengo imoza, wakakumba kumuona chiuta. Iye wakamanya kuti kukava chiuta, ndipo iye wakawona kuti ngati wanga mkwaska iyo.
Otherwise go to his house and knock on the door and say, I'd like to speak with you. Sit down, talk with him like we would with each other.
Panyake, mukachitiro kanyake, kuruta kunyumba yake, na kukakunguska pamurango, na kuti, ine ngukumba kuti ndiyoye na imwe, kukarapasi, kuyoye na iyo, ngati ndi umo ise tingamanya kuchitira yumosa na mwenyake.
We have an understanding, that's why we're in these conventions, where we come together and express our thoughts and we understand one another better when we talk things over with each other.
Ise tiri nako kapulikisikiro. Ndicho chifukwa ise tiri mumisongano iyi. Kwenye kuko ise tikwiza pamoza na kuoneska maganogano itu. Ndipo ise tikupulikisikana yumoza na mwinyake makora. Para ise tikudumbirana vintu mwakupulikana yumoza na mwinyake.
Ministers do that. People of all walks of life do it. Talk things over.
Ndipo vaparazki vakuchichita icho. Vantu vamitundu yose ya umoyo vakuchita ichi. Kudumbirana vintu mwakupulikana.
Job, God was so real to him, he wanted to find out if he couldn't go knock at his door and have an interview with him.
Ndipo Job, chuta wakavako nadi kwa iyo. Iyo wakakumbanga kuti wasange, usange iyo ntena wakaruta chara. Kukakunguska pa murgango wake na kuwa na kufumbana na iyo.
But we find out that God did speak to him, but he was veiled. He was veiled in a form of a whirlwind.
Kweni ise tikusanga kuti chiuta wakayoya nadi kwa iyo. Kweni iyo wakava wakubenekerereka. Iyo wakabenekerereka mkawonekero kakavuruvuru.
And he told Job to gird up his loins. He was going to speak to him like a man.
Ndipo iyo wakamparira Job kuti wavware zikore. Iyo wakati wayo yenge kwa iyo ngati muntu.
And he came down in a whirlwind and spoke to Job. And he was made known to Job through the whirlwind, yet he did not exactly see him.
Ndipo iyo wakakirapasi mkavuruvuru. Ndipo wakayoya kwa Job. ndipo iyo wakajimanyisika kwa Job kuzira mukavuruvuru, ndipo uri iyo wakamuona chara iyo.
You could just hear the wind blowing and turning around in the trees, and the voice came out of the whirlwind, but God was veiled in the whirlwind.
Iyo wapulikanga waka kuputa kwa mphepo na kuzunguliranga kose kose mukati mumakuni. Ndipo lizgu likafumira mukavuruvuru, kweni chiuta wakabenekerereka mukati mukavuruvuru.
We find down in Africa, South Africa, they use the word Amaya, which means an unseen force.
Ise tikusanga uko ku Africa, South Africa, ivo vakugwiriska nchito lizgu Amaya, ilo likunganamula kongono yambula kuoneka.
And this unseen force in the whirlwind had an audible voice that spoke out to Job, yet he never seen his form, but he was veiled to him by the whirlwind.
Ndipo nkongono ii yambula kuoneka mukavuruvuru, ikava na mazga kupulikikwa, aga kakayoya kwa Job. Ndipo uri iyo wakaona chara kaviro kake, kwene iyo wakabenekerereka kwa iyo na kavuruvuru.
We find one of the great prophets of the Bible, Moses of the Old Testament, one of God's chosen, selected, predestined servants. He also desired to see him.
Ise tikusanga yumoza wa waprofeti wakuru wa mbaiboro, Moses wa Testament lakare, yumoza wa wakusoreka na chuta, wakusangika, mteveti wakumanyikwiratu, iyo na yoso wakakumba kuti wamuone iyo.
He'd been so close to him and seen so many things of his great mystic hand going before him and doing things that only God could do.
Iyo wakawa kufupi chomene na iyo, ndipo wakaona vindu vinandi chomene vya nkongono yake ikuru ya mchindindi, iyo ikayendanga pandazi pake kuchitanga vindu ivyo chuta pera wakamanya kuchita.
He desired to see him one day and God told him, go stand on the rock.
Iyo wakakumbisisika kutuwa muone iyo zvarimoza, ndipo chuta wakamparira iyo ruta wakaimirire pajarawe.
And while standing on the rock, Moses seen him pass. He saw the back of him, and he said, it looked like a man, a man's back.
Ndipo wachari kuimirira pajarawe, Moses wakamuona iyo wakujumpa, iyo wakaona kumsana kwa iyo, ndipo iyo wakati, uku kukaoneka ngati muntu, kumsana kwa muntu.
Yet he did not see God, he only seen the veil of God. The Bible said no man has seen God at any time, but the only begotten of the Father has declared him. So Moses saw him veiled as a man.
Ndipo uri, iyo kuti wakaona chuta chara, iyo wakaona chidiko cha chuta pera. Baiboro rikati, kulije muntu wali kumuona chuta panyengo iliose, kweni ye kapera wakutemweka wabawiske wali kumuoneska iyo. Ntaura Moses wakamuona iyo wakubenekerereka ngati muntu.
We find that Jehovah of the Old Testament was just Jesus of the New Testament.
Ise tikusanga kuti Jehovah waku Testament lakale wakawa Yesu wa Testament lipsya.
And Dr. Schofield here, we find that his word changing from form, we find the word Morpha in Greek, which means the unseen was made visible.
Ndipo Dr. Schofield apa, ise tikusanga kuti lizgu lake likusinta kufuma kukaonekero. Ise tikusanga lizgu enimofi mugiriki ilo likunganamula wambura kuoneka wakazgoka wakuoneka.
Something that cannot, we know it's there, it can be, cannot be seen, but yet we know that it's there.
Chinyake icho chingachita chara. Ise tikumanya ichi chiriko. Ichi chingamanya ku, chingamanya kuoneka chara. Kweni ndipo uri ise tikumanya kuti ichi chiriko.
And when he changed his form, the Martha, which means that he changed from supernatural to natural.
Ndipo para iyo wakati wa sinta kaonekero kake, wakasintha eni mofa. Chene icho chikunganamula iyo wakasintha kufuma kwa uzimu kuzgoka watupi.
And he just changed his mask. And otherwise, it's like a drama. He was acting in the Greek when they would change their mask. Maybe one player might have acted in several different parts.
Ndipo iyo wakasintha waka kaonekero kake, mtu wa inyake. Ichi chiringati severo. Iyo wakaoneskeranga waka. Ndipo mchigiriki, pare iwo wakasintanga maonekero yao, panyake severo limoza, wakusevera yumoza, wakamanyanga kusevera muvigawa vinandi vya kupambana pambana.
And my daughter present here, they just had at the high school a drama. And one boy that I know played about four parts.
Ndipo mwanawani mwanakazi, walimo muno. Ivo wakabanaro kusikuru ya pachanya severo. Ndipo mnyamata yumoza uyo ine nkumumanya wakasevera pafufupi vigawa vinai.
But he would go behind the stage and change his mask in order to come out to impersonate another character.
Kwene iyo wakamanyanga kuruta kuseri kwa pakuseverera na kukasinta chake, chakuvara chake, makuti wangamanya kusinta, kuti wazaka yezgerereso wakusevera munyake.
Now, if you will take the Old Testament prophecies concerning what the Messiah was to be, you can compare it with the life of Jesus and you've got it exactly who Jesus was.
Sono usange imwe mutorenge mauchimi ga testament la kare kukwasikana na icho Mesia wa kuenera kuti wa zakave. Imwe mungamanya kulinganizga ichi na umoyo wa Yesu. Ndipo imwe mkumanya makoragene icho Yesu wakava.
He was not just an ordinary man. He was God, and Martha. He was changed from the supernatural into the natural form of a man, yet he was God manifested in the flesh, veiled by a human fleshly veil.
Iyo wakava wakamuntu wamba chara, iyo wakava chiuta wambla kuoneka. Iyo wakasintika kufuma kuzimu kuzikokera kukawonekero katupi la muntu. Ndipo uri iyo wakawachivuta kuonekera mtupi kubenekerereka na muntu chidiko chatupi.
And you watch the Old Testament. I know that I'm speaking to a mixed up audience tonight from different parts of the world.
Ndipo imwe lavesikani testament la kare. Ine nkumanya kuti nkuyoya kuguru la kusakanikirana usikuno kufuma kuvigawa vya kupambana pambana vya charu.
And we are here to find out what are we doing? Where are we getting to? What's happening? What does all this mean?
Ndipo ise tiripano kuti timanye. Kasi ise tiku chita vichi. Kasi ise ndise vanjani. Kasi ise tiku yanku. Kasi nchi vichi chikuchitika. Kasi chose ichi chikungana mla vichi.
And now we find in here that if you Jewish men and women and the rabbis and in the temple in the days gone by, if they'd watch the Bible, the prophecies, instead of the traditions, they would have recognized who Jesus was.
Ndipo sono ise tikusanga mkati muno kuti vanarumi vachoko vachiuda na vanakazi na vakutanda uzira mutempire mumazuva awo gari kuruta. Usange iwo vakarondezgenge baiboro, mauchimi, maru mamidauko, iwo vakati vamanyenge Yesu wakavanjani.
They would have never called him Beelzebub. They would have never crucified him. But it all had to act out. That's part of the drama. And they were blinded on this case.
Iwon tena vakamzunura iyo Berezebure chara. Iwon tena vakampaika chara iyo. Kweni, chose ichi chikainera kuti chichitike. Ichi ndi chigawa cha severo. Ndipo iwo vakaburumutizgika pankani iyi.
It's like many of you men, women here tonight, maybe my age or a little older. You remember here in America years ago, before the Chinese?
Ichi chiringati vanandi imwe vanarumi vanakazi muno usikuno, panyake vantangazane panji vararako pachoko. Ime mkukumbukira kuno ku Amerika, vremika vajumba pambere wa China.
My brother just introduced her that come on my mind when I was talking to him, how that they used to, they couldn't speak English and they run the laundry.
Mbali wane, awo wakayamba kukarakuno, vena awo vangwiza kumagano wano gane, apo ine na iwo yanga kwa iyo. Umo iwo wakachitiranga, iwo wakatondekanga kuyooya Chingerezi. Ndipo iwo wakaendesianga business ya kuchapa.
And you go to his laundry to get your laundry done. The Chinese laundryman would take a tag and would tear it in a certain way. You take one part of the tag, he'd take the other part.
Ndipo ime mukuruta kwa kuchapisikira kwake, kuti mukachapiske vino. Va vanarumi vachichaina vakuchapa vakamanyanga kutora pepara. Ndipo vakamanyanga kulikerura iri muntu wainyake. Ime mukutora ruandiri moza la pepara, iyo wakamanyanga kutora ruandiri nyake.
But when you come back to claim your belongings, those two pieces of paper had the dovetail.
Kwene para imu imukwiza kuzakatora vindu vinu, vigava viviri vya mapepara gara gakayenera kurumikizana.
And if it didn't dovetail just exactly right, you couldn't impersonate it in any way, because he had one piece and you had the other.
Ndipo sange iyo gakarumikizana ndende chara, ime mkamanya kuyerezgera ichi ndende chara muntu wa yiri yose. Chifwa iyo wakawanaruandiri moza, ndipo ime mkawanaruandiri nyake.
And if it impersonated, then you had a right to claim what was yours. And then you got what belonged to you when you possessed the other part of the contract.
Ndipo sange ivi vikaringanenge. Nteura imwe mkuwa nao furu wakukatora ivyo vikawa vinu. Ndipo nteura imwe mkuwa na icho chikawa chinu para imwe muli na ruandiri nyake la pangano.
So is it tonight. When we got the other part of the contract, when God tore his son into at Calvary and taken the body up for a sacrifice and sent the spirit down to us that once lived in a man, Jesus.
Nteura ndi mokuliri usikuuno, para ise tirina ruandiri nyake la pangano. Para chiuta wakaparura mwanawake paviri, pampinjika, kutolera tupi kuchanya kuvasembe, ndipo wakatuma mzimu pasi kwa ise, uopanyengwe imoza ukakara mwamuntu Yesu.
That same God is unveiled tonight in the form of the Holy Ghost. Those two pieces has to come together. Then you're part of the contract.
Chiuta mwene yura walimu kubenekerereka usikuuno, mukawonekero kamzimu mtuva. Vigawa viviri vira vikuenera kuiza pamuza, nteura imwe mkuwa gao la pangano.
God did this to be better known to man when he made himself man.
Chiuta wakachita ichi kutu wamanyikwe makora kwa muntu, para iyo wakajizgora yeka muntu.
I was reading a story some years ago, and in this story it said a great noble king, I forget the name of him just now, I wasn't thinking about speaking of the story.
Ine nkaverenganga nkane virimika vinyake vya jumpa. Ndipo mkane iyi yikati yikuru fumu ya kuchindikika. Ine naruwa zina na iyo sono sono waka. Ine nagananganga za kuyiyooya nkane chara.
Perhaps fiction, but it leads us to a point that gives us a background on what we want to say.
Iyi panyake nja utesi, kweni iyi yikutirongozgera ise kufundo iyo yikutipa ise chiyambi cha icho ise tikukumba kutiti yowoye.
This king, he was such a noble king and such a great lover of his subjects. But one day before his guard and his royalty, he said, today you see me for your last time for many years.
Fumu iyi ikawa fumu ya kuchindikika chomene, ndipo ya kutemwa chomene vantu vake, mpaka zvarimoza, pamasopa, pamlonda wake, na vakumuchindika vake, iyo ikati. Mwanya uno, imo mkundiwona ine kwa nyengo ya umariro pavirimika vinandi.
And his guard and his nobles said to him, good king, Why do you say that? Are you going to a foreign country somewhere? You become an alien.
Ndipo mlonda wake na wakuchindikika wake wakati kwa iyo. Fumu iweme, jifuwauri imwe mkuyoya nteura. Kasi imwe mkuruta kucharu chachirendo, kunyake na kukazgoka mlendo.
He said, no, I'm staying right here. He said, I'm going out amongst my subjects. I'm going to become a peasant.
Iyo ikati, chara, ineni karenge nkanira kwenye kuno. Enya ikati, ineni fumengepo pakati pavantuvane. Ine nkuruta kuya kazgoka mkavu.
I'm going to cut wood with the wood chopper. I'm going to till the ground with the toiler. I am going to prune the vines with those who prune the vines.
Ine nkuruta kuya kadumura nkuni na wakudumura nkuni. Ine nkuruta kukalima munda na wakulima. Ine nkuruta kuya kapata mpeska na awo wakupata mpeska.
I'm going to be one of them in order to get a better acquainted with what they are doing.
Ine nkuruta kuya kakara yumoze wa iwo. Makuti ndipanikizge makora nkanira icho iwo wakuchita.
And I love them, and I want to be more acquainted with them personally. They won't know me, but yet I want to be acquainted with them in that way.
Ndipo ine nkuvatei mwa iwo. Ndipo ine nkukumba kuti ndisgoverane nao chomene iwo ndeka. Iwo wamkundimanya chara ine. Kweni ndipo uri ine nkukumba kuti nkamanyane nao iwo mtowa yeneira.
And the next morning when his delegates, all of his people seen him, or the ones who's in the palace, take off his crown and lay it down upon the seat, the throne, and take his robe off and put on peasant's clothes, walk out amongst the common people.
Ndipo mlenji wakurondezgana, paranduna zake, vantu vake vose wakati vaiona iyi, panja awo wakawa mnyumba ya ufumu, ikuvura mpumbu yake ya ufumu na kuivika pasi pampando wa ufumu, na kuvura mjirira wake, na kuvara maraya ga mkavu, kufumira kuwaro pamoza na vantu wamba.
Now, in that little story, we find out then about God.
Sono mkani choko iyi, ise tikusanga nseura za chivuta.
They said to the king, said, King, we want you, we love you, we want you to remain king.
Iwo wakayoya kwa fumu wakati, fumu, ise tikumukumbani imwe, ise tikumtemwani imwe, ise tikukumba imwe mkaririre fumu.
But he wanted to become one of them to know them better, that they know him better, really what he was. It would display to them what he really was.
Kweni iyi ikakumbanga kuti iwe yumoze wa iwo, kuvamanya iwo makora, kuti iwo vaimanye iyo makora, nadi icho iyo ikava. Ichi chikati chione skenge kwa iwo icho nadi iyo ikava.
And that's what God did. He changed himself from being Jehovah God to become one of us. That he might suffer, he might taste death. He might know what the sting of death was and take the penalty of death upon himself.
Ndipo ichi ndicho chiuta wakachita. Iyo wakajisinta yeka. Kufuma kuwa Yehova chuta kuzgoka yumoze waise. Makuti iyo wangamanya kusuzgika. Iyo wakaenera kuirawa nyifwa. Iyo makuti wamanya kutikasi riwoze kata nyifwa nchichi. Na kujitorela chirango cha nyifwa pa iyo mwene.
He laid aside his crown and his robe and became one of us.
Iyo wakavika pampepete yake, mpumbu yake na mjirira wake. Ndipo wakazgoka yumoza waise.
He washed feet with the lowly. He dwelt in the tents with the poor. He slept in the woods and in the streets with those who were underprivileged.
Iyo wakachapa marundi na wakunyozeka. Iyo wakakara mumahema na wakavu. Iyo wakagona mumapopa na mumiseu na awo wakawa wambura kumanyikwa.
He became one of us that he might understand us better and that we might understand him better.
Iye wakazgoka yumoze waise, makuti iyo wangamanya kutipulikiske ise makora, na kuti ise timpulikiske iyo makora.
Now, I think in that we find out the changing himself, what he did.
Sono, ine nkuganagana mu icho, ise tukusanga kuti kujisinta iyo mwene, icho iyo wakachita.
If you'll notice, he came in the name of three sons. He came in the name of the Son of Man, and in the Son of God, and the Son of David.
Usange ime mgaraviska, iyo wakiza muzina ravana vanarumi vatatu. Iyo wakiza muzina ramwana wa muntu, na mumwana wa chuta, na mwana wa Davide.
He came as Son of Man, now in Ezekiel 2:3, Jehovah himself called Ezekiel the prophet, the Son of Man. Son of Man means a prophet.
Iyo wakiza ngati ndi mwana wa muntu. Sono mu Ezekiel 2:3, Yehova iyo mwene, wakamchema Ezekiel mu profeti mwana wa muntu. Mwana wa muntu chikunganamura mu profeti.
He had to come that way to fulfill Deuteronomy 18:15, which Moses said, the Lord your God shall raise up among you a prophet like unto me.
Iyo wakaenera kwiza mto wa ira, kuti wakwaneriske Deuteronomy 18:15, icho Moses wakati, Yehova chuta winu waza mkuuska pakati pini muprofeti wakosgana na ine.
He never called himself the Son of God. He referred to himself the Son of Man because he had to come according to the Scripture.
Iyo wakajizunura iyo mwene mwana wachuta chara. Iyo wakajiringanizga kwa iyo mwene mwana wa muntu. Chifuwa iyo wakainera kwiza kwa kulingana na lemba.
See, he had to make those two pieces of torn paper, the Old Testament prophecy and his own character, to be exactly the same. So he come the Son of Man. Come in that form.
Mkuona, iyo wakainera kupanga tumapepara tuviri kwa kukerura tura uchimi wa Testament la kale na ukaliro wake yeka kuvanganira wakuyana. Nteura iyo wakiza mwana wa muntu, wakiza mkaviro ako.
Then we find after his death, burial and resurrection, he came on the day of Pentecost as Son of God, God the Spirit in the form Holy Ghost.
Nteura ise tikusanga ikati ya jumpa nyifo yake kusungika na chuka, iyo wakiza pazuwa la Pentecost ngati mwana wa chuta. Chuta mzimu mkaonekero, mzimu mtuwa.
What was he doing? He was changing himself, making himself known to his people in a different form.
Kasi iyo wakashitanga vichi, iyo wakajisintanga iyo mwene, kujipangisika yeka kumanyikwa kuvantu vake mkaonekero kanyake.
Like the Holy Spirit, which is God, he came to deal through the church ages as Son of God, the Holy Spirit.
Ngati mzimu mtuwa, uyo ndi chuta, iyo wakiza kuzakateveta kuzira mumiwiro ya mpingo. Ngati ndi mwana wa chuta, mzimu mtuwa.
But in the millennium, he comes as Son of David, to sit on the throne of David, king. He was to take the throne of David is on the Father's throne now.
Kwene mu millennium, iyo wakwiza ngati mwana wa Davidi, kuzakakala pa chizumbi cha Davidi fumu. Iyo wakainera kutora chizumbi cha Davidi, iyo wale pa chizumbi cha wawiske sono.
And then he said, he that overcometh shall sit with me on my throne as I've overcome and sat on my Father's throne.
Ndipo nteura iyo wakati, iyo mwene uyo wakutonda waza mkukara pamoja na ine pachizumbe chane. Ngandi umo ine natondera ndipo mkukara pachizumbe cha wadadavane.
So he, in the millennium, he'll be Son of David. What is it? The same God. All the time just changing his mask.
Nteura iyo mu millennium, iyo waza mkuba mwana wa Davidi. Kasi ichi nchichi. Chuta mwene yura nyingo zose, kusintanga waka chake, chidiko chake.
I am to my wife a husband.
Ine ndine kumuoriwane mfumu.
Did you notice the Syrophoenician woman said, thou son of David? Have mercy, he never even bothered him at all.
Kasi ime mkamanyanga, mwanakazi wa Sirofonia wakati, imwe mwana wa Davidi munderengere rusungu, iyo wakamsugapo chara iyo na pachoko pose.
She had no rights to call him that. She had no claims on him as son of David.
Iyo wakavavye mafuru za kumchemera iyo nteura, iyo wakavavye nkongono za kumzunura iyo ngati mwana wa Davide.
He's the son of David to the Jew. And now he come, but when she called him Lord, he was her Lord. Then she got what she asked for. Now, as he's just changing himself.
Iyo ndi mwana wa Davide kuwa Yuda. Ndipo sono iyo wafika kweni para iyo wakamzunura iyo fumu, iyo wakawafumu yake. Ndiora iyo wakapoka icho iyo wakaromba. Sono umo iyo wakujisintira yeka.
Now in my home, I'm three different people. In my home, my wife has claims on me as husband. My daughter out there, she doesn't have any claims on me as husband. I am her father.
Sono mnyumba yane, ine ndine vantu vatatu vakupambana. Mnyumba yane, mwanakazi wane wakundimanya ine ngati mfumu wake. Mwana wane mwanakazi uko, iyo walije nkongono ya kundizinurura ine dada kuwa mfumu wake. Ine ndine wiske wake.
And my little grandson there, I'm grandfather to him. So he has no right to call me father. I'm not his father. My son is his father. I am his grandfather. But I'm still the same man.
Ndipo mzukuru wane mchoko uyo apo, ine ndine sekuru kwa iyo. Ncheura iyo warije ufuru wa kundizunulira ine wake. Ine ndine wiske wake chara. Mwana wane mwanarumi ndiyo wiske wake. Ine ndine sekuru wake. Kweni ine ndichari muntu mwene yura.
And God, what he does, he just changes himself to become to that generation, to make known himself to that people.
Ndipo chiuta, icho iyo wakuchita, iyo wakujisita waka iyo mwene, kuti wazgoke kuwa mpapuira, kuti wajipangiske kumanyikwa iyo mwene kuwa ntuvara.
And that's what we're here to find out tonight, and what way is God supposed to make himself known to this people and in this time.
Ndipo ichi ndicho ise tiriripano kuti tisange usiku uno. Kasi ni ntowa uri iyo chiuta wakwenera kujimanyisikira iyo mwene kuva ntu vake munyengo iyi.
He changes his mask, he changes his act, but he doesn't change his disposition. He doesn't change his nature. He just changes his mask from one to another.
Iyo wakusinta kaonekero kake. Iyo wakusinta kachitiro kake. Kweni iyo wakusinta chara maganogano kake. Iyo wakusinta chara kake kaviro kake. Iyo wakusinta waka kaonekero kake pera kufuma kuchimoza kuruta kuchinyake.
He does it to reveal himself more plain to the people that they might know who he is and what he is.
Iyo wakuchita ichi kuti wajivumbure iye mwene pakwero chomene kuvantu, makuti iwa wamanye iyo ndinjani na icho iyo wali.
In Hebrews 1 we read God in sundry times and diverse manners spake to the fathers through the prophets. But in this last days through his son Jesus.
Mu Vahebere 1 ise tikuverenga. Chiuta munyengo zakale na muntowa za kupambana pambana wakayoya na vasekuru kuizira mu vaprofeti. Kweni mumazuva ga umaliro aga kuizira mu mwana wake Yesu.
Now the prophets, Jesus said, when he was here on earth, they were gods.
Sono vaprofeti, Yesu wakati para iyo wakawa panopasi, iwo wakawa vachiuta.
You call those gods who the word of God came to and the scriptures cannot be broken, he said. Said, how you can condemn him then when he's the son of God?
Ime mkubazunura iwo vachiuta, awomazo gachiuta gakizirako. Ndipo malemba ganga pwanyika chara, iyo wakayoya. Wakati kasi ime mwangu mususka uri iyo, apo iyo ndi mwana wachiuta.
See, the word of God is allotted to each age, what it's to be. And Jesus was a fulfillment of all the prophecies.
Mkuona, mazga chuta gari kugavikira kumwiro uri wose. Icho iwo gakwenera kuwa. ndipo Yesu wakawa kufisikika kwa mauchimi wose.
In him dwelt the fullness of the Godhead bodily. It was in him.
Mwa iyo muri kuzura uzari wa uchuta mtupi. Ichi chikawa mwa iyo.
He was the one that was in Joseph. He was the one who was in Elijah. He was the one who was in Moses. He was the one who was in David, a rejected king.
Iyo ndi yumoza mwene yura wakawa mwa Yosefe. Iyo ndi yumoza mwene yura wakawa mwa Elijah. Iyo ndi yumoza mwene uyo wakawa mwa Mozesi. Iyo ndi yumoza mwene yura wakawa mwa Davidi, fumu ya kukanika.
His own people had rejected him as king. And as he went out of the courtyards, a little afflicted fellow crawling around did not like his government, his system, and he spit upon him.
Vantu vake yeka wakamukana iyo ngati fumu. Ndipo apo iyo wakafumanga kuwaro kwa baraza mchoko, mundu wakusugika wakakwanga penepara, wakalitemwa chara lake, bomarake, kaendeskero kake, ndipo iyo wakamtunyira iyo.
And the guard pulled his sword and said, but I'll leave that dog's head on him, spitting on my king. And David, maybe not realizing what he was doing at the time, but he was anointed.
Ndipo mlonda wakasorora rupanga rwake wakati, kasi ine ndirekererenge mutu wa garu ura pa iyo, kutunyiranga pafumu yane. Ndipo Davidi, panji kombla kumanya icho iyo wakachitanga panyengo ira, kweni iyo wakawa wakuzozgeka.
And he said, let him alone. God's told him to do this. And he climbed up on the hill and wept over Jerusalem, a rejected king.
Ndipo iyo wakati, mlekani yeka iyo, chivuta wamparira iyo kuti wachite ichi. Ndipo iyo wakakwera pachanya papiri, ndipo wakalirira Yerusalemu, fumu ya kukanika.
Did you notice a few hundred years from then, the son of David being spit upon in the streets and was on the hill, same mountain, looking down over Jerusalem, a rejected king, and cried, Jerusalem, how often I have hovered you as a hen did her brood, but you would not.
Kasi ime mwanguona, virimika mahandred gachoko kufumira para, mwana wa Davide kuwa wakutunyirikira mumiseu, ndipo wakawa papiri, piri renerira, kulaviskanga paspa Yerusalemu, fumu ya kukanika. Ndipo wakachemerezga, Yerusalemu, kasi ne ntena nangu kufukatira kalinga iwe ngati ndi umo nkuku ikachitira na masumbi gake kwen iwe ukakumba chara.
He never changed his nature because Hebrews 13:8 said he's the same yesterday, today and forever.
Iye wakasinda chara kaviro kake. Chifukwa hava Hebrews 13:8 wakati. Iyo ndi mwene yurapera mairo mahanyauno na mjiraira.
God was made flesh in order to die to redeem us from sin. That's why he changed himself to be a man.
Chiuta wakasgoka tupi, makuti wangamanya kufwa, kuti watu wambore ise kukwananga. Ichi ndicho chifukwa iyo wakajisinta iyo mwene, kuti wasgoke muntu.
We see in St. John 12:20, the Greeks had heard of him. Now there's no man can ever hear of him, except their heart burns to see him, like Job and the prophets of old. They all wanted to see him.
Ise tikuona mu Yohani mtuwa 12:20. Vagriki vakapulika za iyo. Sono kulije muntu wangamanya kupulika za iyo kwa mblakuti mitima yao inwekere kumuona iyo. Ngati Job na waprofeti vakare. Iwo wose vakakumbanga kuti vamuone iyo.
So this Greek came to see him. They came to Philip, which was a Bethesda, and said, sir, we would see Jesus.
Nteura mgriki uyu wakiza kuzakamuona iyo. Ivo wakiza kwa Philip mwene uyo wakava wakubetsida wakati. Bwana iseti kukumba kumuona Yesu.
The Greeks wanted to see him, but they were unable to see him because he was in the temple of his humanity. God was in Christ reconciling the world to himself.
Vagiriki vakakumbanga kuti vamuone iyo. Kweni iyo vakatondeka kumuona iyo chifukwa iyo wakawa mutempire lake la umuntu. Chiuta wakawa mwa Kristu kupemanisika charu kwa iyo yeka.
Now we find that in this, these Greeks could not see him and notice the very words that Jesus expressed to them afterwards.
Sono ise tikusanga kuti muichi Vagiriki ava vakatondeka kumuona iyo. Ndipo onani mazu gene awo Yesu wakayoya kwa iyo pamanyuma.
He said, except the corn of wheat falls into the ground, dies, it abides alone.
Iyo wakati, kwambla kuti mbeu ya tirigu ya wa mudongo yikufa, iyo yukarayeka.
In other words, they would never be able to see him in the change, in the mask that he was in then, because he was veiled in human flesh.
Mumasiku ganyake, iwo ntena wakamanya kumuona chara iyo mkusintika, mchikopa icho iyo wakavamo panyengo ira, chifuwa iyo wakabenekerereka mutupira muntu.
But when this corn of wheat fell into the ground, then it would bring forth all races. He was sent to the Jews, of course, at that time. But this corn of wheat must fall.
Kweni parambeu ya tirigu yikati yawa mdongo, nteura iyi yiti babenge mitundu yose. Iyo wakatumika kwa Yuda, enya panyingo ira. Kweni mbeu iyi ya tirigu yikwenera kuwa.
Veiled God in human's flesh, hidden from unbelievers, but being revealed to believers.
Chiwuta wakubenekerereka mutupira muntu, kubisika kubambura kugomezga, kweni kuwa wakufumbukwa kuwa kugomezga.
In John 1, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God, and the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld Him, the only begotten of the Father, full of grace.
Muyohani 1, mumtendeko mkava mazgu. Ndipo mazgu gakava na chiuta, ndipo mazgu gakava chiuta, ndipo mazgu gakazgoka tupi, ndipo gakara pamoza nase, ndipo ise tika muona iyo, ye kapera wakutemweka wavawiske wakuzura na uchizi.
Now, in the beginning was a word. A word is a thought expressed.
Sono mumtendeko mkava mazgu, lisgu ndiganagano la kuonekera.
In the beginning he wasn't even God. Now our English word today, God, means an object of worship.
Mumtendeko, iyo wakaba chiuta chara. Sono lisgulitu mchingeresi mahanyauno, chiuta likunganamula chintu chakusopeka.
How confusing it is to the mind. You can make somebody a God. You can make anything a God.
Chiri chakutimba nizgawuri kumagana wano. Imwe mungamanya kumupanga kuwa chiuta. Imwe mungamanya kupanga chiri chose kuwa chiuta.
But in the Old Testament, in Genesis 1, in the beginning, God, the word is used Elohim. Elohim means the self-existing one.
Kweni mutestamenti rakare, mu Genesis 1, mumtendeko, chiwuta, lizuri gwiriskika, ndi Elohim. Elohim chikunganamula kajirengi yura.
What a difference the word Elohim is to our word God. Elohim means the self-existing one.
Ndi mpambo na uri lizgu la kuti Elohim lirinayo kulizgu litu la kuti chiuta. Elohim likunganamula kajirengi yura.
We cannot be self-existing. We cannot be almighty, omnipotent, omnipresent, omniscient. That Elohim expresses all of that. We cannot be that.
Ise tingababa kajirengi chara. Ise tingababa nkongono zose chara. Vambura mpaka. Vakusangika pose pose. Vakumanya vyose. Kajirengi yura wakuoneskera vyose ivi, ise tingavante ura chara.
The tree that you make a god out of, or the building, it's not self-existing.
Kuni iro mukutora na kupanga chuta kufuma kwa iro, panji nyumba, iro likajirengare kachara.
So God in the beginning was life, the eternal one. In him was attributes. And those attributes became words, and the word became flesh.
Nteura, chuta mumtendeko wakava umoyo, yumose wa mira ira. Maiyo mkava ukariro, ndipo maukariro gara kakazgoka mazgu, ndipo mazgu kakazgoka tupi.
Jesus was a redeemer, and to redeem means to bring back. And if it has to bring it back, it had to be somewhere to be brought back to.
Yesu wakawa muombori, ndipo kuombora kukunganamula kuwezgera poso. Usange iyo wakaenera kuti wachiwezgere poso ichi. Ichi chikaenera kuti chikava kunyake, kuti chiwezgere keso uko chikava.
So you see, all people will never be able to see it, because all people wasn't in the beginning in God's thought. See?
Nteura ime wanane, Vandu vose vangamanya kuzakachiona chara ichi. Chifukwa vandu vose vakavako kumtendeko chara mumaonogano gachuta. Mkuona?
Look at the priest. When they seen him express himself exactly with the word, what he was, they said it's Beelzebub. That showed where their nature was. It was in the modern thought of the day.
Laviskane kubasembe. Para iyo wakamuona iyo wakajirongora iyo yeka nkanira ndende na mazgu. Icho iyo wakawa. Iyo wakati. Uyu ndi Beelzebule. Chira chikarongora apo kaviro kao kakava. Ichi chikawa mkuganagana kupcha kwa nyengo ya sono.
But when the little prostitute that he met at the gate and told her, expressed his Messiah sign by telling her what she had done.
Kweni paramu zagari mchoko, mwene uyo iyo wakakumana nayo pachipata, ndipo wakamparira iyo, wakarongora chimanyikwiro cha umesia wake, pakumparira iyo, icho iyo wakachita.
While she said, sir, I perceive that you are a prophet. We know the Messiah, when he comes, he will tell us all these things.
Chifukwa iyo wakati, Bwana, ine nkuona kuti imwe ndimwe mprofeti, ise tikumanya, Mesia para iyo wafika, iyo wazam kutiparira ise vindu vyose hivi.
She was recognizing him as the Messiah, the anointed one, because he met the scripture qualifications.
Iyo wakamumanya iyo ngati ndi Mesia, wakuzozgeka yura. Chifuwa iyo wakakwaniriska vya kukumbikwa vya malemba.
Don't you see the two pieces of paper were coming together? We know that when the Messiah cometh.
Kasi ime mkuona chara, vigawa viviri vya mapepara vikizanga pamoza. Iyo, ise tikumanya kuti para Mesia wafika.
Now, God might have had to interbreed this and that to get this certain ting of the bell like the molder.
Sono, chuta panji wakainera kuti wasazge ichi na icho, kuti wapurike kulira kunyake uku kwa beru, ngati ndi wakuumba.
But when Jesus turned and said, I am he that speaks with you, there was no such an expression as Beelzebub.
Kweni para Yesu wakati wangamuka, wakati, ine ndine iyo mwene uyo wakuyoya na iwe, para pakavavye kayoyero kakuti Beelzebule.
She left her water pot, ran into the city and said, come see a man who told me the things that I have done. Isn't this the very Messiah? See?
Iyo wakasida chivea chake cha maji, wakachimbirira mumsumba, ndipo wakati, zanenge mumuone muntu uyo wandiparira ine ivyo ine ndachita, asi uyu ndi Mesia mwene yura, mkuona?
Now what did this putting the old scripture with the experience that Jesus was giving to her, what did it do? It made the Messiah.
Sono, nchichi chikachita ichi. Kuvika lemba la kale pamoza na vya kukumana navyo, ivyo Yesu wakaperekanga kwa iyo. Kasi ichi chikachita vichi, ichi chikapanga Mesia.
And did you notice quickly her sins were forgiven? Because at the beginning, she was redeemable because she was in God's thinking at the beginning.
Ndipo kasi imwe mwanguona, mwaruwiro za konanga zake zikagokereka. Chifukwa pakudanga, iyo wakawa wakuomboreka. Chifukwa iyo wakawa mumaganogano gachuta pakudanga.
So it redeemed her or brought her back when she seen the express scripture manifested of Jehovah, what he was, what he is.
Ntewura, ichi chikamuombora iyo, panji chikamuwezgera aso iyo kunyuma. Para iyo wakati waona lemba likuyoyeka likufisikika la Yehova, icho iyo wakawa, icho iyo wali.
Now when Jesus come, if he had come with Noah's message, it wouldn't have worked. To build an ark and float out. It wouldn't have worked.
Sono, para Yesu wakwiza, usange iyo wakizenge na utenga wa Noah, ichi ntena chikagwira nchito chara. Kuti wamange ngarava, ndipo iyenjame, ichi ntena chikagwira nchito chara.
But that Noah was a portion of God. He acted a peculiar way because he was peculiar. And his message was peculiar because it was the word being made manifest.
Kweni Noah yura wakawa gao la chuta. Iyo wakachita mwakuziziskwa pakuti iyo wakava wakuziziskwa. Ndipo tenga wake ukava wakuziziskwa chifukwa gara kakava mazu ya kuonekera.
He could not have come with Moses' message. Because it wouldn't have worked. Moses was God in a portion made manifest.
Iyo ntena wakiza na utenga wa Moses chara. Chifukwa ichi chikati chigwirenge nchito chara. Moses wakava chiuta mugao kuva wakuonekera.
He was the word expressed for that hour. But Jesus could not come in that. The Bible never said he would come in that way.
Iyo wakava mazu ya kuonekera panyengo ira. Kweni Yesu ntena wakiza mugula chara. Baiboro likayoya po chara kuti iyo ntena wakiza mtu wa ira.
But when he come expressed exactly like the Testament had said he would be expressed, then all those who was redeemable believed it. Because they were the thoughts of God.
Kwenye para iyo wakati wafika, wakaonekera ndende, ngati ndi umo testament rikayoyera, iyo wasa mkuonekera. Ntewala wose au wakava wakuomboleka wakagomezga ichi, chifuwa iyo wakava maganogano gachuta.
The attributes of him at the beginning was made flesh and redeemable and was brought back to God.
Mau kariroga iyo mumtendeko gakazgoka tupi, ndiposo gakuomboreka, ndipo wakaweze kiraso kwa chuta.
As many as received him, to them gave he the power to become sons of God. Because they were redeemable. They were from the beginning in the expression.
Vanande awo wakampokerera iyo. Kwa iyo iyo wakapereka nkongono kuti vazgoke vana vachuta. Chifukwa iyo wakava wakuomboreka. Iyo wakafumira kumtendeko mukuonekera.
If we could stop here a moment, if it would be possible, and think of that tonight, of the message of the hour, the expressed thoughts of Jehovah.
Usange ise tingarekezgira apa panyengo ichoko. Usange ichi chingama cha machitiko na kukanagana za icho usiku uno za utenga wa nyengo ii magana ugano kakuonekera ga Yehova.
Before the foundation of the world, we are told our names were put on the Lamb's Book of Life.
Pambere marfura gacharu gandaveko, ise tirukuparirika, mazinagitu gakalembeka mubukula mwana mberere wa moyo.
Then we can see the two sides, as I first said, why one is odd to the other. It must be that way. It always has been that way. And it always will be that way.
Ntewura ise tingamanya kuona vigawa viviri umo ine nanguyoyera pakudanga. Chifukwa icho yumoza nguambura kupurikisikika kwa mwinyake. Ichi chikwena rakuwa mwanteura. Ndimo kukavira nyengo zose. Ichi nyengo zose chakara chikuwa mwanteura. Ndipo nyengo zose chivenge mwanteura.
He was the Word and the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us.
Iyo wakawa mazgo, ndipo mazgo yakazgoka tupi, ndipo yakakara pamoja nasi.
Now, God back in the days of the Old Testament, we find that after he had appeared to his people in different forms, he veiled himself behind old badger skins. God hiding behind badger skins at his mercy seat.
Sono chuta mu kare mu mazuva ga testament la kare isaiti kusanga kuti para iyo wakati waonekera ku bantu wake mukaviro ka kupambana pambana iyo wakajibisa iyo yeka kusere kwa vikumba vya nyama chuta kubisa manga kusere kwa vikumba vya kare vya nyama pampando wake wa rusungu.
We find that how that Solomon, when he dedicated the temple of the Lord and these badger skins was hanging there, the veil, how that he came in as a pillar of fire and as a cloud, and went down behind there and veiled himself to the outside world.
Ise tukusanga kuti umo kuti Solomon para iyo wakati walivikizga tempire rafumu, ndipo vikumba vya nyama ivi vikarenderanga kwenye kura chidiko, umo iyo wakanjirira mkati ngati lawi la moto, ndipo ngati ndi bingu, ndipo wakaruta kudera kwenye kura, ndipo wakajibisa iyo yeka kuvantu vakuwaro.
But by faith, Israel knew that he was back there. They knew he was there regardless of what any of the heathen worlds had to say. He was hid from the unbeliever.
Kweni mwachipulikano, Israeli wakamanya kuti iyo wakava kunyuma kula. Iwa wakamanya iyo wakavako kwenye kura. Kwa mbra kupwerera koza icho wali yose wachikunja wakucharu wakamanya kuyooya. Iyo wakabisika kuwambura kugomezga.
But the believer by faith knew he was back there. They had mercy. And he was at his mercy seat, which was a great secret.
Kweni wakugomezga mwachipulikano. Wakamanya iyo wakava kunyuma kula. Iyo wakava na rusungu. Ndipo iyo wakava pampando wake wa rusungu. Icho chikava chisisi chikuru chomene.
You know, in the Old Testament, to enter behind that skin was death. Now, to stay from behind it is death. Then, to enter into his glory was death. Now, to stay away from his glory is death.
Iwe mukumanya mu Testament la kale kunjira kunyuma kwa chikumba chira ikava nyifa. Sono kukara kunyuma kwa ichi ndi nyifa. Ndeura kunjira mu uchindami wake ikava nyifa. Sono kukara kutari na uchindami wake ndi nyifa.
That happened, of course, at the rending of the veil at Calvary, when the veil was rent, the old veil.
Chira chikachitika enya pakuparuka kwa chidiko para pampinjika. Apo chidiko chikaparuka, chidiko chakare.
Now to stay out of his presence is death. Then to enter his presence was death. See, it changes back and forth, and you must find the scripture to see what day we're living in.
Sono kukara kuwaro kwa uvapo wake ndi nyifwa. Nteura kunjira mu uvapo wake ikawa nyifwa. Mkuona? Ichi chikusintira kunyuma na kuntazi. Ndipo mkwenera kuti musange malemba mwakuti muone kasi ndi nyengo uri iyo ise tikukaramo.
Now, when the veil was rent at Calvary, the mercy seat came into plain view. But what happened? It was hanging on Calvary, dripping in blood.
Sono, para chidiko chikati chaparuka pampinjika, mpando warusungu kaonekera pakweru. Kweni kasi kukachitikachi, chira chikarenderanga pampinjika kusururanga ndopa.
As they had tucked blood year after year at the cleansing of the sanctuary and the sprinkling of the mercy seat,
umo iwo wakatoleranga ndopa chaka na chaka, pakutuviska nyumba ya kusoperamo na pakuwazgira pampando warusungu.
There, God, with his great mighty stroke of lightning power, split the old badger veil from top to bottom, and the mercy seat came into plain view.
Kwene kura, chiuta na kutimba kwake kukuru kwa ngongono ya kuvara kwa leza, kukaparura chikumba chakare kufuma pachanya mpaka pasi, ndipo mpando warusungu ukiza na kuonekera pakweru.
The real, genuine Lamb of God was hanging in plain view on Calvary. The real mercy seat. When God had paid the price himself.
Yeneko, mberere yeneko ya chuta ikarenderanga pakuonekera pakweru pampinjika. Mpando weneko warusungu para chuta wakati walipira mtengo iyo yeka.
And become one of us. And had manifested himself as a man to get acquainted with us and we to be acquainted with him.
Ndipo wakazgoka yumoza waise. Ndipo wakajirongora iyo yeka ngati ndi muntu. Kuti watimanye makora ise. Ndipo ise nase timumanye makora iyo.
The mercy seat was in plain view of all Israel on that day of the atonement.
Mpando wa rusungu ukawa pakuonekera pakwero kuvose wa Israeli pazuvalira la chigokero.
But alas, the traditions of the church fathers in that day had, by their traditions, had veiled the true mercy seat from the people.
Kweni mwasoka, midauko ya walara wa mpingo munyengo ira ika na midauko yawo. Ikabisa mpando weneko warusungu kufuma kuvantu.
If they would have known the scripture, each piece would have come like the Chinese tag.
Usange iwo wakagamanyenge malemba, chiduskwa chirichose chikaenera kuti chianane ngati ndi chiduskwa chapepara la wa China.
The Old Testament prophecy would have been fulfilled, and it was, And if they'd been taught the scripture, they would have seen the mercy seat.
Uchimi wa Testament la kare ntena ukafisikika, ndipo uu ukafisikika. Ndipo sange iwo wakasambiz gikenge lemba, iwo ntena wakauona mpando wa rusungu.
As Moses said here, that to this day their veil is still over their hearts, they don't see it.
Umu Moses wakayoya apa kuti kufikira kuzuwa iri iwo mbaku benekerereka, ichi chichari nditu pa mitima yao. Iwo wakuchuona chara ichi.
But he was God, the suffering and the atonement. He was the genuine mercy seat standing in full view.
Kweni iyo wakawa chiuta, kutombozgeka na chigokero. Iyo wakawa mpando weneko warusungu kuyimirira pakuonekera nkanira.
As we sang to him, lo, behold him in plain view. There he is, a mighty conqueror, since he rent the veil in two.
Ngati ndi umo ise tangu yimbira sumu, henani, mulavisikane iyo wakuonekera pakweru, uyo wali apo wakutonda wangongono, kufumena apo iyo wakaparulira chidiko paviri.
See, he came the mercy seat hanging in clear view of the congregation. But them being under the popular opinion.
Wonani iyo wakiza mpando wa rusungu kulendera mukuonekera pakweru kuguru kweni iwo pakuva pasi pafundo imoza.
Now, men and women and delegates of this convention, I want to say this without respect to person, but in the view of today, in view of what we are here for today, I'm afraid that the traditions of the fathers, the church fathers, has hid this from too many people.
Sonno, vanarumi na vanakazi, na vimiriri vaungano uvu, ine ngukumba kutindiyoye ichi kwa mbura kuchindika muntu. Kweni mukawonekero ka muhanya uno, mukawonekero ka icho tafikira pano muhanya uno, ine nguchita wofi kutimidauko ya wadada vitu, varara wa mipingo ya bisa ichi kufuma kubantu vanandi chomene.
Since the Holy Ghost has come and this last days is prophesied and the veil has been rent, too many people try to hang to their traditions of the fathers.
Pakuti mzimu mtuwa urikwiza mumazuwa aga ga kuumariro, umo chikachimikira, ndipo chidiko chiri kuparulika, vantu vanandi chomene vakuyesga kuti vademerere kumidauko yao ya wawisikewo.
And that's why they can't see this extreme joy and peace and things that the church has today. Yet, it's in plain view of those who believe.
Ndipo ndicho chifukwa iwo wakutondeka kuona chimwemwe chikuru chomene ichi na mtende na hivyo mpingo ulinavyo mwanya uno. Ndipo uri ichi chiri pakuonekera pakweru kwa awo wakugomezga.
He hid the word. The promised word of this day. Now, the traditions has made a veil. They say that the days of miracles is past.
Iyo wakagabisa mazgu. Mazgu gapangano ganyengwe iyi. Sono, midauko yiri kupanga cha kuchinga. Iwo wakuyoya kuti mazuwa gamintondwe gari kujumpa.
A man spoke to me, a fine cultured gentleman in Tucson, Arizona, where I live. I'd had a meeting at the Ramada. And we've been speaking at the businessman's convention where the Lord Jesus had come present and done great things.
Manarumi wakayoya kwa ine, muwemi, doda rakusambira kutukson, Arizona, uko ine nkukara. Ine nkawana msongkano paramada. Ndipo ise tikayoyanga paungano ukuru wabanarumi wa maronda kweni kukofumu Yesu wakiza penipapo, ndipo kachita vindu vikuru.
And this Christian gentleman came to me and he said, a minister of the church, fine man, and he said, Brother Branham, you are trying to project to the people an apostolic age. He said, and when the apostolic age has ceased.
Ndipo doda iri ili Kristu likiza kwa ine, ndipo likati. Muparazki wapampingo, muntu muweme, ndipo iyo wakati. Mbare Branham, iwe ukuyesga kubatolera vantu kumuwiro wa apostole. Iyo wakati, ndipo apo mwilo wa apostole uli kumara.
And I said, I pray thee, my brother, show me when the apostolic age ceased in the scripture.
Ndipo ine nkati, ine nkukuveya iwe mbale wane, ndilongore ine apomuwiro wa apostoli ukamalira mumalemba.
I said the apostolic age began on the day of Pentecost. And it is, Peter said, on the day of Pentecost, the promise is unto you and to your children and to them that are far off, even as many as the Lord our God shall call. When did it cease?
Ine nkati, muwiro wa apostoli ukayambira pazuva la Pentecosti, ndipo uwu uli Petros wakati pazuva la Pentecosti. Pangano lili kwa imwe, na kuvana vinu, na kuvose au wali kutari, na ngandevananda au fumu chivuta witu watu wajitemere. Kasi uu kamara pauli.
If God is still calling, then the apostolic age still is in session.
Usange chivuta wachari kuchema, ipo muwira wa apostoli uchari kuchitika.
And so that is where the people try to blindfold so many people by the traditions of the elders, as it was then, and you fail to see why the people are so elated and so enthused.
Ndipo nteura apa ndipo vandu vakuyezga kuti vaburumutizge vandu vanandi chomene na midauko ya vararavao ngati ndi umo kukavira kare. Ndipo imwe mukutondeka kuti muone chifukwa icho vandu mba kukondwera chomene ndipo mba kukumbisiska chomene.
And these conventions are such an oddball, such a strange thing to other people. It's because that they see, they broke through those barriers.
Ndipo misongona iye nja kuziziswa nadi, chindu cha chirendo manteura, kuvantu vanyake, nchifukwa cha kuti iwo wakuona kuti iwo wakujumpa vya kujandizga vira.
They broke through those veils into the presence of God, where they see the manifested promise of this hour made manifest before the people. They see what God promised.
Iwo wakujumba vya kuchinga vira, kuruta apa maso gachiuta, apo iwo wakuona pangano la kuonekera la ora iri kutiri kuonekera pa maso gavantu. Iwo wakuchuona icho chiuta wakalaizga.
In Joel 2:28, He promised that in these last days there would be a lot of rain poured out upon the people in the last days.
Mujoel 2:28. Iyo wakalaizga kuti mumazuva agaga umariro kuzamkuva vura ya umariro kurokwera pa vantu vose mumazuva ga umariro.
I think the Greek word there is kenosis, which means that he emptied himself out, not in the way that we would say like something was inside of somebody that he emptied out, but he poured himself out.
Ine kuganagana lizgu muchigriki apandi kenos kunganamula kuti iyo wakajikutulira iyo yeka. Munto wa iyo ise tingamanya kuyoyera mochara kuti ngati chindu chinyake changuwa mukati mwamunyake. Icho iyo wakakutulira. Kwene iyo wakajikutulira iyo yeka.
He changed his in Marfa. He changed from what he was to what he is.
Iyo wakasinta ukajirengi wake. Iyo wakasinta kufuma kuicho iyo wakava kuicho iyo wali.
He never changes his nature. But on the day of Pentecost, he changed himself from being the Son of Man to the Son of God.
Iyo wakusinta chara kabiro kake. Kweni pazuwa la Pentecost, iyo wakajisinta, iyo yeka kufuma kumwana wa muntu, kufika kumwana wa chivuta.
He came not with the people, he came in the people. See, the same God to carry his ministry on through in this great age.
Iyo wakafika na vantu chara, iyo wakiza muvantu wanani, chivuta mwene yura, kuti warutirizge utumiki wake muntazi mumuwiro ukuru ugu.
He prophesied in the Bible that there would come a day that would not be neither day or night, but in the evening time it should be light.
Iyo wakachima mbaiboro kuti litizenge zuwa apo kuza mkubavye muhanya panji usiku. Kweni mwenyengo yanamise kukwenera kuti kuveko kungweruka.
Now the sun geographically rises in the east and sets in the west. It's the same sun all the time.
Sono zuwa mujografe likufuma kuvuma ndipo likunjira kuzambwe ndi zuwa lenelira nyengo zose.
Now when the sun S-O-N revealed himself in the manifestation of the promised word to Israel, the eastern people.
Sono para mwana M-W-A-N-A wakajivumbura iyo yeka mkawonekero kamazu ya pangano kwa Israeli vantu vakuvuma.
We've had a day of gloom. We've had enough light in the reformers and so forth to make churches and denominations and join them and come in and kiss the babies and marry the old and bury the dead and so forth and live in the church.
Iset kavaponaro zuwara mdima pachoko. Iset kavaponako kungweruka kwa kukwanira nyengo ya bakusinta na manyake kupanga mipingo na mabungwe na kubajoina iwo na kunjira na kubafshefshonda wabonda na kutezga warara na kusunga wakufwa na vinyake nteura na kukara mumpingo.
But in the evening time, it shall be light, he said in the evening time, and no scripture can be broken.
Kweni mwinyengo yanamise, kuza mkuma kungweruka, iyo wakati, mwinyengo yanamise, ndipo palije lemba ilo lingapwanyika.
And the same S-O-N that poured out himself, kenosis, on the day of Pentecost, promised to do the same thing in the evening time. See, it's according to the promise.
Ndipo M-W-A-N-A mwene yura uyo wakajikutulira iyo yeka kenos pazuwa la Pentecost wakalaizi haku zakachita chindu chimozi mozi mwenyengo yanamise. Mkuona ichi chikulingana na pangano.
Get the tag together. Look what's happening and look what he promised. Then you see where we are at. Get the thing together. You can see the unveiling of this great and mighty one.
Vikane tumapepara pamoza. Wonani icho chikuchitika. Ndipo wonani icho iyo wakalaizga. Nteura imwe muonenge apo isetiri. Vikane chindu ichi pamoza. Imwe mungamanya kuona kuvumbukwa kwa imoza mukuru uyu wangongono zose.
Tradition says blinded the people again to these great things that's been prophesied.
Midauko ya burumutizga vantu kachwiri kuvinde ivi vikuru ivyo vikachimika.
Moses, when he came forth from the mountain, which was on fire, how beautiful the illustration.
Moses, pariyo wakati wafika kufuma kupiri ilorika goleranga moto, ngutowa uri kwa chierezgero.
Moses had went down to Egypt and told the church fathers that the Lord God had to visit him in the name of I am.
Moses wakakirira kula ku Egypto na kuya kavaparira valara vampingo kuti fumu chiuta watiendera muzina la kuti ine ndine.
That name is present tense. Not I was, will be, but I am ever the same. The same yesterday, today, and forever. He is present tense.
Zinaliranda kuti walipo sono. Kuti ine nkava ndiza mkuva chara. Kweni ine ndine. Chimozi mozi nyengo zose. Mwene yura pera mairo mwanyauno na mjira ira. Iyo walipo sono.
That compares with Hebrews 13:8. Jesus Christ the same yesterday, today, and forever.
Iyo ichi chikulinganizgika na Hebrews 13:8. Yeso Kristu mwenye yura pera mairo mwanyauno na mjira ira.
It's still the prophesied word and the congregation that was to dovetail with that word, the experience of this day. The reformers had it. Oh, but this is another day. See what day we're living in.
Aga kachari mazwe ya uchimi. Ndipo guru lira likayenera kuyana na mazwe gara. Vya kukumana navyo vya zubairi. Vakusinta vakawanaro. Oh, kweni iri ndi zuwa rinyake, wonani zuwa renero ise tikukaramo.
Just as he couldn't come in the days as he came on earth in the way that Moses came or any of the prophets came, it wasn't prophesied.
Ngati ndi umo iyo wakatondekera kufika, mumazuwa apo iyo wakafikira pacharu chapasi, mtoa iyo Moses wa Kiziramu panji umo mprofeti wa Yosi wa Kizira ichi chikachimika chara.
And in this last days it's prophesied to come this way. It can't come in the form of Luther's revival. It can't come in the form of Wesley revival. It's a restoration hour. It's a time that it must come back to the original sunlight. The original.
Ndipo mumazuwa la umaliro aga, ichi chiri kuchimika kuti wafikenge mto wa iye. Ichi chingamanya kwiza chara mkawonekero kachisimuso cha Rudha. Ichi chingamanya kwiza chara mkawonekero kachisimuso cha Wesley. Iri ndi ora la kuwezgereska. Iyi ndi nyengo ya kuti ichi chikwenera kuwereraso kukungweruka kwa mwana kwa pakudanga, pakudanga.
Oh, how we could lay the scriptures in all that in you theologians. What part of the world you're from, you know that that's true. It's a promise.
Oh, umoise tingamanya kuvikira malemba umu paicho. Ndipo imwe mukusambira vya uchiuta. Kasi mukufumira chigavanchi cha charu. Imwe mukumanya kuti umu nenesko. Iri ndi pangano.
That's what makes the people so odd. That's what makes the oddballs that you call them.
Ichi ndicho chikupangisika vantu kuwa vambura kupurikisikika chomene. Ichi ndicho chikupanga vantu vambura kupurikisikika awo imwe mkubazunura nteura.
It's because that they, it's the veil has been opened from the traditions and they see it. He's the same yesterday, today and forever.
Ndichifuwa chakuti iwo ndi chidiko chakubenurika kufuma kumida uko. Ndipo iwo vakuchiona ichi. Iyo ndi mwene vira pera mairo manyauno na mira ira. Mkuona?
It's the promise of God. We cannot go against that because the scriptures cannot be broken.
Ili ndi pangano la chuta. Ndipo ise tingalimbana naro chara iro. Chifukwa malemba gangamanya kupanyika chara.
Yes, we find that he promised that he had emptied himself into his people. And he's the same yesterday, today, and forever.
Enya. Ise tikusanga kuti iyo wakalaizga chira, iyo wakajikutulira iyo yeka mwantu vake, ndipo iyo ndi mwene virapera mairo mwanyauno na mwira ira.
Moses, after he went down into Egypt and declared this, then the Father vindicated his message by coming on Mount Sinai in the same pillar of fire and set the mountain on fire.
Moses, para iyo wakati waruta kura ku Egupto, ndipo wakayoya ichi. Nteura wawiske waka kozgera utenga wake. Mwakuchita kwiza papiri la Sinai mulawira moto lenelira. Ndipo wakakorezga moto papiri.
Did we notice the one he had given the promise to, he brought him forth with the word.
Kasi ise tanguchiwona, yumoza kwa mwene uyo iyo wakapereka la izgano. Iyo wakamtolera kura na mazgu.
He had the commandments. And to have this commandment, he had the commandments was the word.
Iyo wakawa na marango. Ndipo pakuwa na dangoiri, iyo waka marango gakawa mazgu.
The word had never come to the people yet. So the word always comes to the prophet. And he was the prophet for that hour.
Mazgu gakawa gachari gandafike kubantu. Nteura mazgu nyingo zosega kwizira kwa mprofeti. Ndipo iyo wakawa mprofeti wa nyingo ira.
Like Jesus was the word. John was the prophet. And Jesus came to him in the water because the word always comes to the prophet without failure. The word comes to...
Machieresgero, Yesu wakawa mazgu. Yohane wakawa mprofeti. Ndipo Yesu wakiza kwa iyo mura mumaji. Chifuwa mazgu nyengo zosega kwiza kwa mprofeti. Kwa mbala kutondeka. Mkuona... Mazu kakwiza kuichi.
So Moses, the word came to him, the commandments, and he had them.
Nteura Moses, mazu kakiza kwa iyo marango. Ndipo iyo wakawa nago.
Now, while before the word was giving out and made manifest, Moses had to veil his face. For the word wasn't completely made manifest.
Sono chifukwa. Pambere mazgu kakawa gandaperekeke na kuwa kakuonekera. Moses wakainera kuti wabenekerere chisiko chake. Pakuti mazgu kakawa gandawonekere nkanira.
They know something had happened. But they didn't know what it was. The roaring and thundering to... They said, let Moses speak and not God.
Iwo wakamanya chinyake chikachitika. Kweni iwo wakamanya chara kuti ichi chikawa chivichi. kubanguranga na kududumanga. Mpaka iwo wakati, zomerezgani Moses kwa yowoye, ndipo chivuta chara.
And God said, well, I will do that. From this forth, I'll not appear like this no more. I'll send him a prophet. So I'll speak through my prophet.
Ndipo chivuta wakati, enya, ine ndichitenge icho. Kufumira nyingo iyi, ine ndiwo neskerengeso manteura chara. Ine nditiva tumirenge iwo wa profeti. Nteura iyo wazamku, ine ndiyo yenge kwizira mwa profeti vane.
Now, if Moses, with the natural law, as Paul in 2 Corinthians here has revealed to us, had the veil's faith with the natural, how much more will the spiritual be glorious and veiled to the unbeliever before it's made manifest to him?
Sono usange Moses na dango ra kutupi ngati Paulos mu va Korinte vachiviri apa wavumbura kwa ise wakaenera kubisa chisiko chake na chakutupi kasi kuvenge uli na uchindami wa uzimu na kubenekerereka kuambura kugomezga pambere ichi chindaonekere kwa iyo.
How much more would they call if Moses was an oddball? How much more will they call you? Who's broke through the veil, has went into the pillar of fire, has come out with the blessing.
Kasi ivo vangamanya kubazuna uri. Moses wakawa wambuna kupurikisikika. Kasi ivo vamchema ninge uri imwe. Mwavene imwe mwapwanya chidiko. Mwanjira mlavira moto. Mwafuma, mwayega tumbiko.
And now you are veiled. The people can't see it. They can't understand it.
Ndipo sono imwe muri kubenekerereka. Vandu vakuchiona chara ichi. Iwo vangapurikiska chara ichi.
If the natural be glorious, how much more will the supernatural?
Usange cha tupi chingava cha kuchindikika. Kuvenge uri na cha uzimu.
If the natural which had an end to it was to be glorious, how much more this which has no end to it will be glorious?
Usange cha tupi. Icho chikawa na umaliro kuichi, chikaenera kuwa cha kuchindikika. Kuzamkuwa uri na ichi, chene icho chirije umaliro kuichi, chizamkuwa cha kuchindikika.
But still it's veiled. It's veiled not to the believer, but to the unbeliever. He cannot see it. God always veils himself from the unbeliever.
Kweni ndipo uri, ichi ncha kubenekerereka. Ichi ncha kubenekerereka kuwa kugomezga chara. Kweni kuambura kugomezga. Iyo wangachiona chara ichi, chivuta nyingo zose wakujibisa iyo yeka kuambura kugomezga.
Traditions hide it like they did then. They do it today.
Midauko ikuchibisa ichi. Ngatunduma iyo wakachitira kare. Iyo wakuchita ichi muhanya uno.
That was a spiritual veil that we have now. Where the natural veil was, they're vindicated by the prophet with the written word, a prophesier. One who comes with the written word to make it plain. Amen. They know the word was there, but they didn't know what it meant. And Moses made it plain.
Chira chikava chidiko cha uzimu icho ise tirinacho sono. Kweni kuko chidiko cha tupi chikava. Iwo mba kukozgeka na mprofeti na mazu kakulembeka. Nchimi mwene uyo wakwiza na mazu kakulembeka. Kukapanga iwo kuwa pakweru. Iwo wakamanya mazgo kakawa kukura. Kweni iwo wakamanya chara icho iwo gakangana mulanga. Ndipo Moses wakakapanga iwo pakweru.
He said, the commandment says this, and this is why. He made it plain. And before it was made plain, it was veiled.
Iyo wakati, dango iri ilikuyo ya ichi. Ndipo ichi ndicho chifukwa. Iyo wakakapanga iwo gakupulikikwa. Ndipo pambere igo gakawa gandapangike kuwa pakweru, igo gakawa gakubisika.
And so is it today. Veiled to the people until it's revealed and made plain to the people. God, the mighty God, veiled in human flesh, the Word. Notice, now we find out that it was hid to the unbeliever, but revealed to the believer. Notice, Moses had to enter this pillar of fire alone. No one could go with him.
Ndipo nteura ndimokuliri mwahanya uno. kubisika kuvantu mpaka iwo gavumbukwe na kupangika kuva pakweru kuvantu. Chiuta, chiuta wangongono zose kubisika mutupi la muntu mazgu. Wonani. Sono iseti kusanga kuti iwo kakabisika kuwambura kugomezga. Kweni kakafumbukwa kuwa kugomezga. Wonani. Moses wakainera kuti wanjire mulaiwe la moto iri yeka. Paka wavye mnyake wakainera kuruta na iyo.
It was not, what does that speak to us? That you don't come into this by joining a Pentecostal group.
Ichi chikawa yai, ichi kasi icho chikiwa ya vichi kwa ise, kuti ime mkunjira mu ichi pakuchita kujoina guru la Pentecost chara.
See, he never revealed it to a group, he revealed it to an individual.
Amen.
And that's the way it is today.
Mkuona, iyo wakafumbura ichi kuguru chara, iyo wakafumbura ichi kwa wari yose payeka, ndipo umondi mu ichi chiriri mwanya uno.
He said, I belong to a church. I belong to this, but that won't work.
Amen.
See?
Ime mkuti, ine ndiri wa mpingo, ine ndiri kuungu, kweni icho chigwirenge nchito chara, mkuona?
And for anyone to try to follow Moses to impersonate it was death.
Amen.
And so is it today, spiritual death to try to impersonate.
Ndipo kwari yose wakayesga kumrondesga Moses, kuchieresgera ichi ikabanyifwa. Ndipo nteura ndimo kuliri mahanya uno, nyifwa kuzimu kuyesi hakutolera ichi.
That's what the night we're getting into, there's raising up amongst the groups carnal comparisons.
Amen.
Somebody try to act like it and live a different life.
Ichi ndicho wa usikuno iseti kunjiramo, vayamba kuoneka pakati pa maguru, vakuyesgerera kutupi. Munyake kuyesika kuchita ngati ichi na kukara umoyo wa mtundu unyake.
Can drink, can smoke. Women can live any most any way they want to. And like the world and stay home and watch television and the things of the world and still call themselves Pentecostals.
Wangamanya kumwa, wangamanya kusuta, vazimai wangamanya kukara umoyo uriwose, pafupi uriwose iwo wakukumba kukara. Na kuyana na charu, na kukara panyumba, na kuonerera television, na vindu vya charu, ndipo ndipera kujizunura ivoveka wa Pentecoste.
They are trying to impersonate a genuine, it's never been revealed to them yet.
Ivo wakuyesga kutolera vya mweni mweni, ichi chitari chindafumbukwe kwa iwo nditu.
When it is revealed, it's glorious, and something takes that out of you when you walk in there. You become a veil.
Para ichi chavumbukwa, chikuzgoka cha uchindami, ndipo chinyake chikuchifumisikamo icho ma imwe para imwe mukwenda mukunjira mwene mura. Imwe mukuzgoka chidiko, ndi?
It just won't work. And to impersonate it was death.
Ichi chingagwira nchito chara, ndipo kuyesgerera ichi ikabanyifwa.
Moses veil, he was the living word to the people. And today, the people that are veiled are the same thing. They are written epistles.
Amen.
Read of all men.
Amen.
Not a new epistle, but the epistle that's been written made manifest.
Chidiko cha Moses, iyo wakawa mazgu ya umoyo kuvantu. Ndipo mhanya uno, vantu awo vabenekerereka varichimozi mozi. Iwo ndi makarata gakulembeka, gakuverengeka na vantu vose. Karata ipya chara, kweni karata iyo iri kulembeka, ndipo sono yaonekera.
It's those who believe the word and the promise of this day that God is pouring out his spirit upon all flesh. And that is written epistles.
Ndi vene awo wakugomezika mazu kapangano la zuwa iri. Pa vene awo chivuta wakupungulira mzimu wake. Pa vantu vose, ndipo awo ndi makarata kulembeka.
And when a person tries to carnally impersonate that, it backfires. Your life shows what you are.
Ndipo para muntu wayamba kuyesgerera chira mtupi tupi chikumwerera. Umoyo winu ukulongora icho imwe muli.
One time there was a boy. He'd gotten some trouble. He was a good boy, but he went to court. And the judge said, I find you guilty. I must punish you to life in prison.
Nyengo imoza kukawa mnyamata, iyo wakasangika wali musuzgo linyake, iyo wakawa mnyamata muweme, kwenye iyo wakaruta kukoti, ndipo mweruzi wakati, ine kukusanga iwe uri wakwananga, ine kuyenera kukulanga iwe kukara umoyo wako wose mugadi.
He said, I want to try my own case. He said, I want to go in upon my record. He said, you have no record. Your record is what's condemned you.
Iyo wakati, ine kukumba kuyesika mlandu wane na wane. Iyo wakati, ine kukumba kuona mukaboni wane. Iyo wakati, iwe ulije ukaboni. Ukaboni wako ndio kukususka iwe.
And that's the way it is today. The reason the church is not advanced like it should, it's the record, it's alive.
Ndipo ichi ndimo chiriri mwanya uno. Chifukwa icho mpingo undakulire ngati umo ukienera kuvira. Ndi ukaboni, ndi utesi.
We must become more dedicated. We must believe every word of God. We must seek until that word is made real to us. See, the record is what keeps us from entering in.
Ise tkwenera kuzgoka ba kujipereka chomene. Ise tkwenera kugomezka mazgose gachuta. Ise tkwenera kupenja mpaka mazugara gazgoke gene kwa nkanira kwa ise. Mukuona, ukaboni ndiwo ukutondeska ise kunjiramo.
But one time, to let you get out of this loop, in this same court, the boy had no money. He could not pay it off. The fine was weighing the thousands of dollars. But he had a big brother that came and paid it off for him.
Kweni nyengwe imoza, kumupangani imwe kuti mufumemo mchipingo ichi, mukotire nerira, mnyamata wakavavye ndarama. Iyo wakatondeka kulipira mlandu uu, mtengo ukawa kuruchomene kuchimbiriranga muvikwi vya madora. Kweni iyo wakawa na mkuru wake mulara uyo wakiza na kumulipirira iyo.
Now, we've got a big brother. Jesus, the Son of God, and He come to pay it off for us if we'll just believe it and be able to enter into the veil with Him. Right? He is our Moses. Jesus is our Moses of today.
Sono, ise tirinayo mkuru witu mulara Yesu, mwana wachuta. Ndipo iyo wakiza na kutilipirira ise wose ugu, usange ise tinga gomezika waka na kumanya kunjira mchidiko pamoja na iyo. Mwanteura, iyo ndi Moses witu. Yesu ndiyo Moses witu wa mhanya uno.
Moses' veil was a living word to the people. Today, Jesus' veil is the living word to the people that Jesus in the church.
Moses, chidiko, wakavamasku ga umoyo kuvantu. Mhanya uno, Yesu wakubenekerereka ndi masku ga umoyo kuvantu. Kuti Yesu mumpingo.
The Holy Ghost, the Son of God, in the people revealing the word by the promise of this day. Makes it just exactly. Same now.
Mzimu mtuma mwana wachuta muvantu. Kufumburanga mazgu mapangano la zuvairi. Kuchipanga ichi pakweru waka. Chimozi mozi sono.
And remember, Moses did this and manifested this not to all the world, but to the Exodus people. Just one class of people. That was those who come out of the Exodus.
Ndipo kumbukirani, Moses wakachita ichi. Ndipo wakaoneskera ichi kucharuchose chara kwenye kuvantu au wakafuma. Guru waka lavantu, vara wakawa au wakafuma mukufuma.
And today the Holy Spirit in the face of people who says divine healing is not right.
Ndipo mwanya uno mzimu mtuva pamaso gavantu au wakuyoya kuti machirusi ka uzimu nga utesi.
One of us consulting a doctor called me the other day of a little lady. Oh, there's been four or five cases of laying just at the point of death giving hours and the Holy Spirit healed him.
Apo ine na fumbanga, doktara wakandiche maine zuvari nyake za dona lichoko. Oh, kukava vantu wakususgika vanai panji vangonde kura. Wakagona pafufupi waka kufwa. Kupendanga maora, ndipo msimu mtuwa ukawachizga iwo.
The doctor was questioning. He said, how can this be? Well, I said, that's my patient. I said, it was. But now it was God's. It's his subject now.
Dokotara wakafumbanga ichi. Iyo wakati. Kasi ichi chingachitika uri chifukwa iyo wakati. Ine, uyo ndi mulwari wane. Ine nkati. Ichi chikavako, kweni sono chikava kwa chuta. Ichi ndivana vake sono. Mukuona?
And so you see the thing it is that God is calling an exodus. To come from behind the fleshly curtain who tries to impersonate, who tries to join church. Not Methodist, Baptist, Presbyterian all together, but Pentecostal churches.
Ndipo nteura imwe mukuona chintu ichi, kuti chiuta wakuchemesika kufuma, kuti wafumire kunyuma kwa chidiko cha tupi, mwene uyo wakuyezga kukopera, mwene uyo wakuyezga kujoina mpingo, Methodist chara, Baptist, Presbyterian, vose pamoja kweni mipingo ya Pentecoste.
It is an individual affair. It's you and God. You have to go in, not your group, not your church, not your pastor, but it's you has to go in.
Ichi nchawari yose payeka payeka. Ichi ndi imwe na chivuta. Imwe mkwene na kuti munjiremo, gururinu chara, mpingo wako chara, mliska wako chara, kweni ndiwe uyo wakwene na kunjiramo.
I want you to notice another characteristic of Moses. When he come out, yet being a prophet, being a great man that he was, when he come out with the word, the people saw that he was changed. Something had happened to him.
Inengu kumba kuti imwe muone ukaliro uinyake wa Moses, para iyo wakati wafuma. Kweni pakuwa mprofeti, pakuwa muntu mkuru, icho iyo wakava, para iyo wakati wafuma na mazgu, vantu wakawona kuti iyo wakasintika, chinyake chikachitika kwa iyo.
When he come out with the vindicated word of that hour, the commandments, he was a changed person.
Para iyo wakati wafuma na mazgu kakosgereka ganyengo ira, marango, iyo wakawa muntu wakusintika.
And so will you be. When you come from behind that human veil that would laugh at a meeting like this, that man who would stumble at divine healing and say the days of miracles is past.
Ndipo nteura imwe muzamkuwa nteura. Para imwe mukufumako kunyuma kwa chidiko cha umundu chira icho chingamanya kuseka pa msonkano wangati uhu. Muntiura mwene uyo wangamanya kukuvazgika pa machiriswa ya uzimu na kuyoya kutimazuwa kami ntondwe gari kujumpa.
You drop from behind that human veil there, the traditional veil, and everybody will know something happened to you.
Ime mafumako kuseri kwa chidiko chira cha umuntu kwenye kura, chidiko cha mdauko, nipo wari yose wama nyenge chinyake cha chitika kwa ime.
Like our honorable brother Jim Brown, imagine most Presbyterians knows that something happened to him, because he come from behind a traditional veil.
Ngati ndi mbare witu wa kuchindikika Jim Brown. Ine kugomeska wa presbetere wa nande wa kumanya kuti chinyake chikachitika kwa iyo. Chifuwa iyo, iyo wakiza kufumira kuseri kwa chidiko cha midauko.
He saw something in the people that attracted him. And he came out from behind the veil.
Iyo wakaona chinyake muvantu. Icho chika mukopa iyo. Ndipo iyo wakafumako kuseri kwa chidiko.
Buddy, when you come out from behind the veil, you'll be in full view of the people then that they can see that something has happened to you.
Enya, ime para ime mafumako kuseri kwa chidiko, ime muvenge pa kuonekera nkhanira kuvantu, makuti iwo vangamanya kuona kuti chinyake cha chitika kwa ime.
The veil word to the unbeliever, but in full view of the believer, Jesus Christ the same yesterday, today and forever.
Mazgu kubenekerereka kuambura kugomezga, kweni kuonekera makoregene kuwa kugomezga. Yeso Kristu mwenye yura pera mairo mwanyauno na miira ira.
Then it was God. In them days it was God in a man. His son, Jesus Christ. We believe that.
Nteura wakavachiuta. Mazvagara wakavachiuta mamuntu. Mwanawake Yeso Kristu. Ise tikugomezga icho.
Not just a prophet. Not just an ordinary man. Ordinary human.
Muprofeti wakachara. Muntu wamba wakachara, muntu wamba.
It was God in Christ. God in a man, the fullness of the Godhead bodily in a man. God in a man, now it's God in man. The fullness of God in the Godhead bodily in his entire church. Manifesting himself, fulfilling his word.
Wakawa chivuta mwa Kristu, chivuta mwa muntu. Uzari wa uchivuta mutupira muntu, chivuta mwa muntu. Sono ndi chivuta muvantu, uzari wa chivuta muchivuta mutupira mpingo wake wose kujioneskera iyo yeka kukwaniriska masiku gake.
Now we find God all ages has had skin on him. God has been hid behind a veil.
Sono ise tikusanga chivuta miwiro yose iyo wakawana kungu paichi iyo chivuta wakara wakubisika kuseri kwa chidiko.
It just reminds me of a little story that happened down in the south. And so there's a Christian home.
Ichi chikundi kumbushika waka ine za nkani choko iyo ikachitika kudera kumwera. Ndipo nteura akura kukawa banja rachi Kristu.
And then in this Christian home, they believed God and they thought that God protected them from all troubles, in which he does.
Ndipo mubanja iri rachi Kristu iyo waka gomezganga chuta. Ndipo iwo wakaganagananga kuti chuta wakafikirira iwo kumasuzgo gose. Ndipo chene icho iyo wakuchita.
And they had a little junior, a little boy about 7 or 8 years old. And he went to Sunday school and was a very fine little lad, but he was scared in a storm, especially when lightning was flashing.
Ndipo iwo wakavana msepuka mchoko pafupi virimika vinkonde na viviri, panji vinkonde na vitatu. Ndipo iyo wakaruta ku Sunday school, ndipo wakawa msepuka muweme chomene. Kweni iyo wakashitanga manta na mpepo zikuru, maka paravaleza waka gadimanga.
And I told this to a man the other day when this piece had come out about this man being healed, this same minister said, they make a god out of you, Brother Branham.
Ndipo ine nkayoya ichi kwa muntu zubari nyake, parankani iyi ikati ya purikikwa ya kuchizgika kwa muntu. Muparazi kimene uyupera wakati. Iwo wakukupanga iwe kuwa chivuta wawo mbare Branham.
Well, he was a critic, so I thought I'd just kind of break it off just a little bit, not to hurt, you know, but just kind of...
Enya, iyo wakawa wakususka. Nteura ine nangoganagana ine ndive waka ngati ndachivumbura ichi pakweru pachoko waka. Kumupetikani imwe chara, ime mkumanya, kweni kuwa waka.
I said, is that too far from the scripture? To be that? See? I said, no, it isn't. I said, because Jesus called prophets gods. That's right. God.
Ine nkati. Kasi ichi chirikutari chomene na malemba kutichive nteura mkuona. Ine nkati. Chara. Dimo viriri chara. Ine nkati. Chifuwa Yesu wakawazinura wa profeti wa chivuta. Mkuona. Uo mbunenesko. Chivuta.
And they say, well, you people try to take the place of God. That's not too far out. Huh? That's exactly what it is.
Amen.
It's exactly God manifested in flesh, amen, just as he promised.
Ndipo iwo wakuti, enya, imwe mawantu mkuyeze kutora maro ya chuta, icho mayoya chirikutari chara, icho ndende ndi umochiriri nadi, chuta wakawonekera mutupi, umo iyo wakalaizgira.
This little family, we find it, I told him this little story, which come to my mind just now, that one night it come up a storm and mother said to Junior, said, now you go on upstairs, son, and go to bed. He said, Mom, I'm scared. And he said, ain't nothing going to hurt you. Go on up and go to bed.
Banjari choko iri ise tikusanga. Ine nkamuparira iyo nkani choko iyi. Yena iyo yafika ku maringaliro gane mwasono sono. Kuti usiku umosa kukiza mpepo ikuru. Ndipo nyina wakati kwa Junior wakati. Sono, iwe urute chipinda chamichanya. Wamwana, ndipo urute ukagone. Wakati, amama ine nkopa, iyo wakati. Kurija chirichose chamku kupweteka iwe. Ruta mchanya ndipo ukagone.
Little Junior laid up there and the lightning flashing around the windows. And the little fella got so nervous, he sticking his head under the cover and he could still hear the lightning, or see the lightning flash on the windows and hear the thunder roar.
Junior mchoko wakagona mchanya mura. Ndipo valeza waka gadimanga mawindo zingirizge. Ndipo msepuka mchoko waka chita wofi chomene. Iyo waka manyanga kubundirizga mutu wake. Ndipo iyo waka manyanga ndipera kufapulika wa valeza. Panji kuona kugadima kwa valeza pa mawindo. Na kupulika vidududu vikududuma.
So he said, Mama. And she said, what do you want, Junior? He said, come up here and sleep with me.
Chaura iyo wakati. Mama. Ndipo nyina wakati. Kasi we ukumba vichi Junior wakati. Zaninge kuchanya ndipo mzakagone pamoza na ine.
So She come up the steps like any good, loyal mother would, and she came up and she tucked little Junior in her arms, and she said, Junior, mother wishes to speak to you just a moment. I said, all right, mama.
Nchaura iyo wakakwera mastepu kuruta mchanya, ngati ndi waliose muweme, mama kugomezkeka wangachitira. Ndipo iyo wakafika mchanya, ndipo wakamtolera Junior mumaoko gake. Ndipo wakati, Junior, nyoko wakukumba kuyooya kwa iwe nyengo ichoko waka. Wakati, vyose vili makora mama.
So now you must bear this in mind. We go to church constantly. We read the Bible. We pray. We are a Christian family. We believe in God.
Wakati, sona iwo kwenera kusunga ichi mumtima. Ise tikuruta kucharichi nyengo zose. Ise tikuverenga baiboro. Ise tikupempera. Ise ndise banja la chikristu. Ise tikugomezga machiuta.
And said, we believe that in storms and whatever goes on, God is our protection.
Ndipo wakati, ise tikugomezga kuti mumpepo zikuru na vinyake ivyo vikuchitika, chiuta ndi mofiri witu.
He said, mama, I believe every bit of that. But say, when that lightning's so close, he said, I want a guy with skin on it.
Iyo wakati, amama, ine nkugomezga chirichose cha ivyo. Kweni wakati, paraleza yura walipafupichomeni, iyo wakati, ine nkukumba chuta uyora na kungu paichi.
So, I think not only Junior, but all of us feel that way. When we get together, when we pray one for the other, God, with skin on it.
Nteura, ine nkukanagana Junior pera chara. Kweni tose ise tikuona nteura. Para tafika pa moza, para ise tikupempererana imoza na minyake, chivuta wale na kungu paichi.
And we find out here that God has always had skin on him. When Moses see him, he had skin on him, he looked like a man.
Ndipo ise tikusanga apa kuti chivuta nyengo zose wakawana kungu pa iyo. Para Moses wakati wa muona iyo wakawana kungu pa iyo, wakawoneka ngati muntu.
When God was behind the curtains, he had skin on him. And God tonight in his church is veiled in his church with skin on it. He's still the same God tonight. We find that.
Para chuta wakawa kuseri kwa chidiko, iyo wakawa na kungu pa iyo. Ndipo chuta usiku uno, mumpingo wake, iyo wabisika mumpingo wake na kungu pa ichi. Iyo wachari chuta mwene yura usiku uno, ise tikuchisanga ichi.
But now as ever, the skin veil is what catches the traditions. They just can't believe it. That's God making them people act like that.
Kweni sono, umakukavira, chidiko cha kungu ndicho chikukora midauko. Iwo wakutondeka kugomezga kuti ndichiuta mwene uyo wakupangisika vandu kuchita ngati nteura.
See, it's because God's veiled in his church. In skin. Skin on it. That's right.
Mkuona? Nchifuwa chakuti chiuta wabisika mumpingo wake, mukungu, kungu paichi, uo mbunenesko.
He's hid from the unbeliever and revealed to the believer. Yes, sir.
Iyo wabisika kuwambura kugomezga, ndipo wafumbukwa kuwa kugomezga, enya bwana.
Now, when the tradition veil of traditions of the elders and the word is broke through, oh, of course, today then comes in plain view. We see him. Deity again veiled in human flesh.
Sono para chidiko cha mdauko, midauko ya warara na mazgu, vya pwanyika, oh, nkumanya mwanya uno, nteura wakwiza kuonekera pakweru, isa tikumuona iyo, chivuta kubisikaso mutupi la muntu.
Hebrews 1 said so. And also Genesis 18, you remember God was a man standing there eating and talking with Abraham and told what Sarah was doing in the tent behind it.
Vaebere wan wakati nteura. Ndipo kweniso Genesis 18. Kumbukirani, chuta wakawa muntu kuimirira apo, wakarianga, ndipo wakayoiskananga na Abraham, ndipo wakampalira Sarah icho iyo wakachitanga muhema kuseri uku.
And Jesus said, as it was in the days of Sodom, so shall it be at the coming of the Son of Man. Deity veiled again in human flesh.
Ndipo Yesu wakati, umo ichi chikavira mumazuwa ga Sodom, ndimo kuza mkuvira pakwiza kwa mwana wa muntu, uchivuta kubisikaso mutupira muntu.
I remember Jesus didn't say when the Son of God is being revealed. In Luke, the 17th chapter, I believe, and about the 21st verse, somewhere along there, he said, and when the Son of Man is being revealed.
Sono kumbukirani, Yesu wakayoya nteura chara, paramana wachuta wakuvumbukwa. Mwaruka chipatura 17 ene kugomezga ndipo padera pa verse 20-21 chakudera kwenye kuko iyo wakati ndipo paramana wa mundu wakuvumbukwa.
The Son of Man back in the church again, revealed in human beings, not Son of God, but the Son of Man again, back in his church again in the last days. We find that he promised that in God's promises.
Mwana wa muntu, kuwereraso mumpingo, kufumbukwa muvantu, mwana wa chuta chara, kweni mwana wa muntu, kuwereraso mumpingo wake, mumazuba ga umariro. Ise tikusanga kuti iyo wakalaizga chira, mumalaizgano ga chuta.
We notice another thing, in the Old Testament, I have a scripture here in Exodus, that the old badger skins, what did it do? It hid the glory of God from the people. The badger skins.
Ise tikuona chindu chinyake mu Testament rakare. Ine ndiri naro lemba pano mu Exodus. Kuti vikumba vyakare, kasi ichi chikachita vichi, ichi chikabisa uchindami wachuta kuvantu, vikumba vira.
The people couldn't see it because it was a skin that held it. The skin was, the glory of God was behind the skin.
Nanga ndi vantu vakatondeka kuchiona ichi. Chifukwa likava kungu lene iro likakorerera ichi. Kungu likava uchindami wachuta wakava kuseri kwa kungu.
And now the glory of God is behind your skin. That's right. And the traditions don't see it. It's inside the veil where his word was.
Ndipo sono uchindami wachuta urukuseri kwa kungulinu. Uumbu nenesko. Ndipo midauko ikuchuona chara ichi. Ichi chiri mukati muchidiko kwenye kuko kukawa mazgu gake.
What was on the inside of that skin back there, the old badger skins?
Kasi mukati mwakungu kunyuma kura mukawa vichi, vikumba vyakare vyanyama.
Which there was no beauty we should desire. And when it was made flesh and dwell among us, it was still no beauty we should desire.
Chene icho mukawa vya kutowa kwenye kuko ise tingamanya kukumbira ichi. Nipo para ichi chikati chazgoka tupi na kukara pakati pitu, mukavavye kutoa kwa kuti ise tingamanya kuchikumbira ichi.
And now the same thing is today. There's nothing in a man or a woman that can be desired. But what's in behind there? That's what it is.
Ndipo sono chindu chimozi mozi chiriko mwanyauno. Mulije karikose mwamanarumi panji mwanakazi akukangamanya kudokereka. Ndi icho chirikuseri kura, icho ndicho cheneko.
Well, you say that fellow, I know he used to be a drunkard, he used to do this. I don't care what he used to do. What's hid behind that skin? What is behind there? That's what counts.
Enya, imwe mukuti, muntiura ine nkumanya wakawa murovevu. Wakati mwanga kuchita ichi, ine nkupwerera chara ivyo iyo wakati mwanga kuchita. Kasi nchichi chabisika kuseri kwa kungu, icho chiri kuseri kura ndicho ncha kuzirwa.
That's what the people is blinded. The skin blinds the people.
Ichi ndicho vantu vari kuburumutizgika. Kunguri kuburumutizga vantu.
See, they say, I remember that woman used to, I know what she used to, but what about now?
Mkuona, iwa wakuti, ine nkukumbukira apo mwanakazi yura wakati mwanga kuchita. Ine nkumanya ivyo iyo wakati mwanga kuchita. Kweni kazi sono wachari.
See, them skins, that was once on a badger. But now, it's hiding the glory of God. Got it housed behind it. It was on an animal. But there is housing the glory of God.
Mkuona, kungulira iro pakudanga likava pachinyama, kweni sono likubisa uchindami wachuta. Iri likabisika kunyuma kwa ichi. Ichi chikava pachinyama, kweni sono likubisa uchindami wachuta.
And so can your skin be changed tonight to be made a housing place for God, God dwelling in humanity.
Ndipo nteura kungulinu lingamanya kusintika usikuno. Kuzgoka maro karamo chuta, chuta kukara mwa muntu.
Not the old badger skins. We find out behind it was inside of there was the word. And the word there also was the shoe bread.
Wanani, vikumba vya nyama vya kare, iseti kusanga kuti kuseri kwa ichi kukawa mukati mwenemura mukawa mazgu. Ndipo mazgu mukavaso chingwa cha kuonekera.
The ark was sprinkled. And what was it? The Shekinah glory was in there.
Likasa likawazgikirika. Ndipo kasi ichi chikawa chivichi, uchindami wa Shekina ukawa mwenemura.
Now the word is a seed. And it cannot bring forth until the sun strikes it. The sun's got to be up on the seed to make it bear. to make it come forth.
Sono masgu ndimbeu, ndipo iyi ingamanya kumera chara mpaka mwana wa ikwaske iyi, mwana wa kuendera kukara pambeu, kuipangisika iyi kuti ipambike, kuipanga iyi kuti ipuke.
And that's the only way you take the word, see, take the word of God in your heart and walk into the Shekinah glory.
Ndipo ntowa ndiyene iipera, imwe mtore masgu, wonani katolereni masgu kachiuta mumtima winu, ndipo muyende na kunjira muchindami wa chuta.
And when you do, it'll bring shoe bread, manna, that's only given for our separated people. The only thing that can eat it, is permitted to eat it, is just the people who are permitted. He knows it.
Ndipo para imwe mukuchita ichi, iwo gizenge na chingwa, mana, agoga kuperekeka kuvandu vapadira pera. Chindu chimoza pera, icho chingamanya kurga ichi, ndichene icho nchakuzomerezgeka kurga ichi, ndivandu aomba kuzomerezgeka waka, ndipo kuchimanya ichi.
Paul said you're changing from glory to glory. You see, finally it comes to its back to its original glory.
Paulos wakayoya apa, kusinta kufuma kuchindami kuruta kuchindami. Ima mkuona paomariro, iyi ikwiza mpaka iyi ikuwereraso kuchindami wake wapakudanga.
This is like a seed of a morning glory, the seed of a flower, it falls into the ground, a seed of corn falls in the ground.
Iyi yiringati mbeu ya uchindami wa mlenji, mbeu ya luva, iyi ikuwa mdongo, mbeu ya vingoma ikuwa mdongo.
What's the first thing? It comes up and it's a little sprout. Then it goes to a tassel. Then from a tassel back to its original grain.
Kasi chindi cha kudanga nchivichi, iyi yikupuka, ndipo iyi ndika mpukira kachoko, ndeura iyi yikufika kumpunga, ndeura kufuma kumpunga yikuwelerasa kumbeu yake ya pakudanga.
Well, that's exactly what the church has done. It come from Luther, Wesley, and now back to the original grain, back to its original glory, back to the glory it was at the beginning.
Enya, ichi ndicho nadi mpingo wachita. Ichi chikafumira kwa Rudha, Wesley, ndipo sono chawereraso kumbeo ya pakudanga. Kwereraso kuchindami wake wa pakudanga. Kwereraso kuchindami, iyi ikawanao pakudanga.
Amen. The sun that rose in the east is the same sun that's manifesting the same thing in the west.
Amen.
Changing from glory to glory.
Mwana uyo wakiza kufumira kuvuma, ndi mwana mwene uyo wakuoneskera chindu ichi kuzambwe. Kusintanga kufuma kuchindami kuruta kuchindami.
It changed from the pagan down into Luther and from Luther down into Wesley and from Wesley out into Pentecost and on, changing from glory to glory, producing the hidden manna.
Ichi chikasinta kufuma kuchikunja kufika kwa Rudha. Ndipo kufuma kwa Rudha kufika mwa Wesley. Kufuma kwa Wesley kufika mwa Pentecost na kurutirira manteura. Kusintikanga kufuma kuchindami kuruta kuchindami. Kupambikanga mana ga kubisika.
And now it's right to bring him back exactly like he was at the beginning.
Amen.
The same ministry, the same Jesus, the same power, the same Holy Ghost.
Ndipo sono iyi ya kwima, kumtolera iyo kunyuma ndendende, ngati ndumo iyo wakavira pakudanga, utumiki wake weneura, Yesu weneura, kongono yeneira, mzimtuva weneura.
The same one that come down on the day of Pentecost is the same Holy Ghost that's manifested today from glory to glory to glory.
Mwene yura yumoza uyo wakakira pazuwa la Pentecost ndi mzimu mtuwa wene ura ukuonekera mwanya uno kufuma kuchindami kuruta kuchindami kuchindami.
Turns back to its original seat with the baptism of the Holy Ghost with the same signs, same wonders. Same baptism, same kind of people acting the same way with the same power, the same sensation. It's from glory unto glory.
Ndipo wawerera kumbeo yake ya pakudanga na ubabatizo wa mzimu mtuva na vmanyikwiro vjene vira, vya kuziziswa vjene vira, ubabatizo weneura, vantu wa mtundu weneura, kuchita chimozi mozi na kongona ya kuyana, kapulikiro kamoza, ichi chikufuma kuchindami kuruta kuchindami.
And the next will be changed from this glory into a body like his own glorious body where we shall see him. Abraham saw the same.
Ndipo chakurondezgana chiza mkuwa kusinta kufuma kuchindami kunjira mutupi ngati tupi lake yeka na uchindami. Kweni kukoise tiza mkumuona iyo. Abraham nayo wakawona nchewura pera.
Now notice, we see how it was changed. Since Calvary, we are invited to share His glory.
So no one ani. Ise tukuona na umo ichi chika sintikira. Fumira pampinjika, ise tachemeka kuti tizaka gawane uchindami wake.
Now in 1 Corinthians 12, we are baptized into His body. By one Spirit, we are all baptized.
So no mwa Korinto wa kudanga 12, ise tiri kubabatizika mutupi rake. Na mzimumoza iso tose tiri kubabatizika.
Not by one water, one Spirit, we're all baptized. That's right. Now, and then we become part of Him.
Nagamoza chara maji, mzimu umoza, ise tose tiri kubabatizika, uombunenesko, sono ndipo manteura ise tukuzgoka gao la iyo.
I hope I'm not keeping you too long. See, I hope I'm not.
Ine nkugomezga, ine nkumsunga na imwe nyengo itari chara. Mkuona, ine nkugomezga, ine nkuchita chara.
But it's just like a great symphony. That's playing out or acting out a drama.
Kweni ichi chikuyana waka na guru la vimbi ilo likuimba panji kuchita severo.
I don't know too much about symphonies or drama, but I was watching this play, I was talking about Carmen, when my daughter and them was in it and they were playing in this symphony in Carmen.
Ine nkumanya vinandi chara vya nyimbo na masevero. Kweni ine nkawonereranga severo iri. Ine nkayoyanga zavantu wa magarimoto, apo mwanawane msungwana na iwo wakavamo muiji. Ndipo iwo wakaseveranga muguru la vimbi iri muvantu wa magarimoto.
There's acting out. The music was acting out the same thing.
Iwo wakavinanga, nyimbo iyi ikaimbikanga ntewura pera.
That's the way it is when you're baptized by the Holy Spirit into Christ.
Ichi ndimo chikuvira para imwe mwababatizika na mzimu mtuwa mwa Kristu.
Now see, many of you have read or heard the story of the great Russian composer who composed Peter and the Wolf. And how they act that out on symbols and everything.
Sono wonani, vanandiva imwe muri kuverengapo panji kupulikapo zankani ya mwati mkuru wa kurasha uyo wakayata Petros na Mpumpi. Ndipo umo iyo, ivo wakuivinira ira na vmanyikwiro na chirichose.
And anyone who knows the story that's reading it off of a paper and can hear that symphony, how it's acting that out, the drama, playing it out.
Ndipo waliose uyo wakuimanya nkani, uyo wakuiverenga iyi munyuzi, ndipo wangamanya kulipulika guru la vimbirira umoliri kuchitira severo kuiimbanga iyi.
Well, they know every change. They can look at you and see the change.
Chifukwa, iwo wakumanya pa kusindika palipose. Iwo wakumanya kulaviski hapa ii kudera kuno na kuona kusinta.
But now what happens if the composer writes something and find out that it isn't just acted outright. We find out then that there's something that happens. There's something lacking when we see them.
Kweni sono kasi nchivichi chikuchitika usange mwati walemba chinyake. Ndipo ise tikusanga kuti ichi chikuchitika makora chara. Ise mwanteura tikusanga kuti pakuba chinyake icho chikuchitika. Para chinyake icho chikusoveka. Para ise tikuwaona iwo.
He who composed it is made it up and wrote it out. And then the symphony is playing it, hits a wrong note. There's something wrong. The director gave the wrong motion.
Iyo mwene uyo wakaiyata iyi, warikuipanga iyi na kuiremba iyi. Ndipo nteura guru la vimbi likuivina iyi, wakuiimba mwa ujira. Pari chinyake cha kwanangika, mlongozi wakapereka kashitiro kaheni.
See, that's what's the matter today. My Lutheran brethren, my Baptist brethren, my Pentecostal brethren, all my brethren from all different denominations, that's what it is.
Mkuona? Ndipo hili ndiro suzgo mwanya uno, babarevane wa Rutha, babarevane wa Baptist, babarevane wa Pentecosti. Babare Mose kufuma kumabungwe ikakuleka nalekana, icho ndimo chiriri.
See, you're trying to give a note that hit back in the days of Luther Wesley like that, when the, actually, the music sheet here shows, and it's another note sheet.
Mkuona, imwe mkuyesga kusambizga kaimbiro ako kakagwira nchito mumazuwa garuza, Wesley ngati nteura. Apo muunenesko, kaimbiro kanyimbo apa kakurongora kuti nkazuwa rinyake. Mkuona, mkuona, mkuona.
We can't live in the light of Luther. He was a reformer. We appreciate his part, but we've played that out. We're way over here at the back of the book now. See, we can't play it out like that.
Iseti ngakara chara mukungweruka kwa Rutha. Iyo wakawa wakusinta. Iseti kuonga rake gaurake. Kweni iseti kajumpapokare apo. Iseti likudera kuno kumaliro wa buku. Mkuona, iseti ngachita chara. Iseti ngachita chara ichi ngati nteura.
Now, the only way that you're ever going to be able to do it, my brethren, is this. And brethren of the world, or the different parts of the world, I might say. There's only one way for that director to do.
Sono, ntowaimo zapera iwe imwe mungamanya kuchitira ichi babarevane ndi iyi. Ndipo maabare wa kucharu kuvigawa vya kupambana pambana vya charu. Ine ningamanya kuyoya pari ntowaimo zapera yakuti mlongozi wa chite.
He has to get in the same spirit that the composer was in.
Amen.
Then he's got it.
Iyo wakwenena kunjira mumzimu wene uo mwati wakavamo. Nteura iyo ndiko kutiwa usanga uu.
And when the church, the symphony itself, where the world's are watching for these signs and wonders, when the church and the composer and the director all get in the spirit of the composer,
ndipo parampingo, guru la vimbi ilolene, kweni kukocharo chikukazi ya kuona vmanyikwero ivi na mintongwe, peni papo mpingo na mwati na mlongozgi, vose vakunjira mumzimu wa mwati.
Then when they say the days of miracles is past, it don't hit the right note.
Amen.
But when it gets in the right swing of it, in the right spirit of it, how are you going to do it until the spirit comes down of the composer?
Amen.
Njewura paraivo vakuti, mazuva ga mintongwe yari kumara, ichi chikuimba mazu ga weme chara. Kweni para iyi kuimbika mkaimbiro ka weme ka iyi, na mzimu kwenirele wa iyi, kasi imwe muimbenge uri iyi mpaka mzimu kire wa mwati. Amen.
Then when you say the days of miracles never pass, the symphony cries out, Amen.
Ntewura para imwe mukuti mazuva ga mintongwe ganda marepo, guru la vimbi kuchemerezga, Amen.
When we hit say Jesus Christ the same yesterday, today, and forever, the symphony cries out, Amen.
Para ise tayawa yakuti Yesu Kristu ndi mwene yura pera mairo mahanya uno na mjira ira. Guru la vimbi kuchemerezga, Amen.
You shall receive power after this the Holy Ghost has come upon you. The symphony cries, Amen. I got it.
Imwe mupokerenge nkongono para mzimu mtuwa uu wafika pa imwe. Guru la vimbi kuchemerezga, Amen. Ine na upokera uu.
There's no more guesswork about it then. The whole symphony is right in harmony with the word.
Kuli jeso kachitiro kakuchita kusachizga za ichi. Guru lose la vakwimba liringhanira muchite mwano na mazgu.
It's good. That's it. Oh, it's a magnificent thing. The director and the composer must be in the same spirit, and so must the musicians be in the same spirit to act it all out. And the world is wondering what's going on.
Ichi kwenda. Ichi ndicho. Oh, ndichindu chiweme. Mlongozgi na mwati vakwenera kuva mumzimu umoza. Ndipo nteuraso vakwimba vakwenera kuva mumzimu umoza. Kuti vose vaichite iyi makora. Ndipo charo chikuzizwa kasi chikuchitika nchichi.
The communism they talk about, and they made me sick with it. And all this integration and everything else and segregation. Oh, mercy. Such all this nonsense. When the coming of the Lord is at hand, there's something hitting wrong.
Chikomunisti icho iwo wakioya, ndipo chikandipangisika ine kurwara nacho ichi. Na kukorera na kokose uku, na chinyake chirichose, na kusangana mtundu. O lusungu, wanteura ukasuzu wose uu, apokwizo kwa fumu kulipafupi, para chinyake chikwenda makora chara.
I'm afraid that the directors got out of the spirit of the composer.
Ine nkopa kuti mlongozi waka, varangozi vakafumamo mumzimu wa mwati.
When we get that composer spirit, that original power of God that the Bible said, man of old was moved by the Holy Ghost to write this Bible, you'll see them two Chinese pieces of paper will come together just like God's Bible and a believer will come together.
Paraise tatora mzimu wa mwati yura, kongono ya pakudanga ira ya chuta iyo baiboro rikati, vantu vakare vakarongozekana mzimu mutuva kuti valembe Bhaibhoro iri. Imwe muonenge viduswa viviri vira vyamapepara gava China vikwiza pamoza. Ngati ndimo Bhaibhoro la chiuta na wakugomezga vafikirenge pamoza.
The calls are both in the same spirit, they're both the same thing. They dovetail right straight together.
Chifukwa vose vari mumzimu umoza. Iwo vose ndi chindu chimoza. Iwo vakuyana makora chomene.
What we need today is directors. That's right. Back to the word. Back and believe it, just as it said.
Icho ise tikukumba mwanya uno ndi varongozi. Awo vari makora. Kuwerera kumazgu, kukozgera na kukagomezga iwo ngati ndi umo iwo kakayoyera.
Then you see the God himself, that's the unveiling, the drama's made real.
Ntewura imwe mukumuona chiuta iyo mwene, uko ndiko kufumbukwa, severo laonekera pakweru.
Today they say, well, he's a historical God. We know he crossed the Red Sea, he did all this and he was in the fiery furnace with the Hebrew children.
Mwanya uno iwo wakuti, enya, iyo ndi chiuta wakare. Ise tikumanya iyo wakayambuka nyanja iskwesi. Iyo wakachita vyose ivi. Ndipo iyo wakawamu munganjo ya moto na vana vachihebere.
What good's a God of history if he isn't the same today?
Kasi uweme wa chiuta wakare nchichi, chara. Usange iyo ndi mwene yurapera chara mwanya uno.
Man is ever glorifying God for what he did do, thinking of what he will do and ignoring what he's doing.
Muntu nyango zose wakumchindika chiuta pa ivyo iyo wakachita. Kuganagana za ivyo iyo waza mkuchita. Na kukana ivyo iyo wakuchita.
That's just in man to do that. And it's the same thing today, my brother. It's the very same thing.
Ichi chiri waka mamuntu kuchita nteura. Ndipo ndichindu chimozi mozi mwanya uno babarevane. Ndichindu chani chirapera.
Oh my. Let's get back and get the symphony playing right. Where we the world can see Jesus said, if I be lifted up from this earth, I'll draw all men unto me. And he's the same yesterday, today, and forever.
Oh, man. Tieni ise tuwerere kunyuma, ndipo tirisange guru la vimbi likuimba makora. Kweni kuko iwo wakucharu wangamanya kuona. Yesu wakati, usange ine ndikwezge kenge mchanya kufuma pacharu ichi, ine ndiza mkutolera wantu vose kwa ine. Ndipo, iyo ndi mwene yurapera mairo mwanya uno na mjiraira.
Let the directors get in the right spirit with the musicians and with the composer. Everything will be all right. Then we're no guesswork about it. We are identified with him, man.
Zomerezgani varongozgi vanjire mumzimu wa kwenerera. Na wakwimba na mwati, chilichose chivenge makora. Ntewura ise tikuwa, pakuvavye kuchita kusachizga za ichi. Ise tikumanyikwa na iyo nteura.
Hebrews 13:8 said he's the same yesterday, today and forever.
Bible 13:8 wakati iyo ndi mwene yurapera mairo mwanya uno na mjiraira.
We're identified with him in Acts 2. We're identified with them with the same baptism, same thing. All he was then and all he is, all he was and all he is, we are. Exactly.
Ise tikumanyikwa na iyo milimo 2. Ise tikumanyikwa na iwo na ubabatizo umoza, chindu chimoza. Chose icho iyo wakava na chose icho iyo wari. Chose icho iyo wakava na chose icho iyo wari. Ndicho ise tiri. Nkanira ndende.
Just like if I want to be a true American, I've got to be identified with everything she was. Everything she is. I've got to be identified with it. If I am a true American.
Ngati ndi umo sange ine ngukumba kuwa mwina Amerika mnineskia. Ine nkuyenera kumanyikwa na vyose ivyo iyo wakavanavyo. Chilichose icho iyo wali. Ine nkuyenera kumanyikwa na ichi. Usange ine ndiri mwina Amerika mwineko.
If I am a true American, then I landed on Plymouth Rock. Amen. I did. If I'm an American, so did you. You landed on Plymouth Rock with the Pilgrim Fathers.
Usange ine ndine mwina Amerika mwineko. Ntewura ine nkafikapo palibwe la Plymouth. Amen. Ine nkachita, usange ine ndine mwina Amerika mwineko. Ntewura imwe mkachita, imwe mkafikapo palibwe la Plymouth na vasekuru wa mwenda ntowa.
On Plymouth Rock, when they landed out there, I was with them, so was you, everybody.
Palibwe la Plymouth, para iwo wakati wafika kwenye kura, ine nkawanao, ntewura namwe mkawako, waliose.
I rode with Paul Revere, right down the road to warn over danger. It's exactly right.
ine nkaenda pamoja na Paul Revere, nkanira pamseu kuchenjezika za urwani wose, uo mbunenesko nadi.
Right down here at Valley Forge, I crossed the icy Delaware with a bunch of soldiers who half of them didn't have shoes on.
Nkanira kudera kwenye kuno kuchitavari cha Forge, ine nkayambuka maji kakukoma ga Deraware na guru la basirikari awo, hafu ya iwo vakavwara skapato chara.
I prayed all night with George Washington beforehand. I crossed the Delaware with a beast in my heart. We are Americans. Yes, sir, at Valley Forge. I certainly did.
Ine nkapempera usiku wose pamoja na George Washington pambere tindanyamuke. Ine nkayambuka Deraware na mboniwoni mumtima wane. Ise ndisevi na Amerika. Enya bwana, pa chitavari cha Forge, ine nadi nkawapo.
I return thanks with the original Thanksgiving fathers. I return thanks to God. If I'm a real American, I was identified there at that table.
Ine nkapereka vuongo pamoja na vuongo vya wasekuru vapa kudanga. Ine nkapereka vuongo kwa chivuta. Usange ine ndine mwina Amerika mwineko, ine nkamanyikwa penipara pateburo.
If I'm a real American, I was identified when I stood with Stonewall Jackson. If I'm a real American, I was identified at the Boston Tea Party. Yes, sir. When we refused to have things pulled over our eyes.
Usange ine ndiri mwina Amerika mwineko. Ine nkamanyikwa para ine nkaimirira pamoja na Stonewall Jackson. Usange ine ndiri mwina Amerika mwineko. Ine nkamanyikwa pa Boston Tea Party. Enya bwana, apo ise tikakana kutitiwe na vintu vya kutibenekerera kumaso kwitu.
Well, I'm a real American, I was identified there with that. Yes, sir. Oh my.
Enya, ine ndine mwina Amerika mwineko. Ine nkamanyikwa kwenye kura na chenechira. Enya bwana, oh mwe.
I ring the Liberty Bell the first 4th of July in 1776. I ring the Liberty Bell here and declare that we are independent. To be a real American, I had to.
Ine nkalizga beru la wanangwa. 4 wa kudangwa wa July 1776. Ine nkalizga beru kuno la wanangwa. Na kuyowoya pakweru kuteise tiri vanangwa. Kuwa mwina Amerika mwineko, ine nkayenera kuchita.
I was identified with her shame in the revolutionary. When brother fought against, I've got to bear her shame the same as I have to bear her glory. If I'm an American, I have to be. I was identified with her. Yes, sir.
Ine nkamanyikwa pamoza nayo mkukozgeka soni kwake mkukira. Apo mbare wakalimbana nao. Ine nkuyenera kukozgeka soni pamoza nayo. Ngati ndi umo ine nkuyenera kuva nayo pamoja muchindami wake. Usange ine ndine mwina Amerika, ine nkuyenera kuva nteura. Ine nkamanyikwa na iyo, enya bwana.
I was identified at Gettysburg down there when Lincoln made his speech. Yes, sir.
Ine nkamanyikwa ku Gettysburg, kudera kura, para Lincoln wakapereka masuku yake, enya bwana.
I was on Wake Island. Over that bloody soldier's body, I rose in Wake Island. On Guam, I helped hoist that flag.
Ine nkawa pachirumba cha Wake, pamoja na igwa matupi ga basirikari ga kupetekeka. Ine nkakwerera mchanya pachirumba cha Wake. Pa Guam, ine nkavira kolerera ndembera ira.
I'm a real American. Amen. All she is, I am, and proud of it. Yes, indeed. All America has been, all she is, I'm still that to be American. Everything she was, I have to be because I'm identified with her.
Ine ndine mwina Amerika mwineko. Amen. Chose iyo wari ine ndiri. Ndipo nkujitukumura na ichi. Enya nadi. Chose icho Amerika wakawa. Chose icho iyo wari ine ndichari chenechira kuva mwina Amerika. Chiri chose iyo wakawa ine mkienera kuva chenechicho. Chifukwa ine nkumanyikwa na iyo.
Same thing by being a true Christian. You have to be identified with it.
Chimozi mozi, pakuwa mkristu mneneska, imwe mkwenera kumanyikwa na ichi.
I preached with Moses and Noah and warned the people of their own coming judgment to be a real Christian.
Ine nkaparazga na Moses, na panji na Noah, na kubachenjezga vandu za cheruzgo icho chikizanga kuwa mkristu mweneko.
I was with Moses at the burning bush. I saw the pillar of fire. I saw his glory. I was with Moses up there in the wilderness. To be a Christian, I had to be identified with everything God was. To be a Christian.
Ine nkabanayo Moses muchivuati cha kugorera. Ine nkariwona alive na moto. Ine nkawona uchindami wake. ine nkava nayo Moses kumtunda kura mumapopa kuti ndive mkristu. Ine nkuyenerera kumanyikwa na chirichose icho chihuta wakava kuti ndive mkristu.
I seen his glory. I heard his voice. Don't try to explain it away from me now because I was there. I know what I'm talking about. I seen what happened. Yes, sir.
Ine nkauona uchindami wake. Ine nkalipulika lizgu lake. Munga yezganga chara kundirongo sorera ine munto wa inyake sono. Chifuwa ine nkavako kura. Ine nkumanya icho ine nkuyowoya. Ine nkawona icho chikachitika. Enya bwana.
I was at the Red Sea when I seen the Spirit of God move down and part the water from one side. Not through a bunch of reeds that you're trying to say that, but through about a 90-foot sea. I seen the Spirit of God. I walked with Moses through that dry belt across that Red Sea.
Ine nkava panyanja iskwesi, apo ine nkawona mzimu wa chuta ukakirira pasi na kugava maji kuwandirimoza, mukata na matete chara. Icho iwo wakuyeze kuyooya mwanya uno. Kweni munyanja itari, pafupi mafiti makumiga nkonde pachanya ganai. Ine nkawona mzimu wa chuta, ine nkayenda nayo Moses pamara uomizo gara, kuyambuka nyanja iskwesi.
I stood by Mount Sinai and seen the thunder and lightning falling. I eat manna with them out there. I drink from that rock. I'm still doing it tonight.
Ine nkaimirira pafupi na piri la Sinai, ndipo nkaona vidududu na valeza vakuwa. Ine nkariga nao mana kudera kura. Ine nkamwa kufuma kujarawe. Ine ndichari kuchita ichi usiku uno.
I was identified with the manna eaters. I was identified with them that drunk from the rock. I was also identified when Joshua blew a trumpet and the walls of Jericho fell down.
Ine nkamanyikwa pamoja na awo wakarianga mana. Ine nkamanyikwa pamoja na awo wakamwa kufuma kujarawe. Ine nkamanyikwa so para Joshua wakalizga mbata. Ndipo viriwa va Jericho vikawapasi.
I was in the lion's den with Daniel. I was in the fiery furnace with the Hebrew children. I was with Elijah on Mount Carmel.
Ine nkava munyumba ya nkaramu pamoja na Daniel. Ine nkava munganjo ya moto na vana wa Chihebere. Ine nkava mupiri na Elijah papiri la Carmel.
I was a John the Baptist and before them critics. I seen the Spirit of God descending. I heard the voice of God say, this is my beloved Son in whom I'm pleased to dwell in. Yes, sir, I sure was identified with him. That's exactly right.
Ine nkava nayo Yohani Mbabatizi. Ndipo pantazi pa iwo vakususka. Ine nkauona mzimu wa chuta ukwika. Ine nkalipulika lizgu la chuta likuti, uyo ndi mwana wane wakutemweka, mwamwene uyo ine nkukondwera kukaramo. Enya bwana, ine nadi nkamanyikwa pamoja na iyo, uo mbunenesko nadi.
I was identified there at the grave of Lazarus when he raised up Lazarus. I was identified at the woman at the well when he told her sins. Yes, sir.
Ine nkamanyikwa kwenye kuna pa dindi la Lazaro, para iyo waka muska Lazaro. Ine nkamanyikwa mwanakazi pa chisime, para iyo waka mpaliranga iyo za konanga zake, enya bwana.
I surely was identified with him in his death. And I was identified on the first Easter. I raised with him from death. And identified with him in his death.
Ine nadi nkamanyikwa na iyo mnyifwa yake. Ndipo ine nkamanyikwa pa chikondorero cha kudanga cha kuuka kwa Yesu. Ine nkauka na iyo kufuma kunyifwa. Ine nkamanyikwa na iyo munyifwa yake.
I was with the 120 in the upper room. I was identified up there with them. I feel religious. Oh my! I was identified there. I'm one of them.
Ine nkawa nao makumi kumi pachanya makumi gaviri mchipinda cha mchanya. Ine nkamanyikwa kwenye kura pamoja na iyo. Hey, ine nkupulika usopisopi. Oh, mwe, ine nkamanyikwa kwenye kura. Ine ndiri yumoza wa iwo.
I was identified. I got the same experience they had. I was there when it happened to be a true Christian.
Ine nkamanyikwa. Ine nkawona vya kuyana, vya iwo wakawona. Ine nkavako kwenye kura kuti ichi chikachitika, kuti ndive mkristu mweneko.
I witnessed some mighty Russian wind coming. I witnessed that. I felt the power of God as it shook.
Ine nkavapo apo mpepo ikuru ikizanga. Ine nkawona ichi. Ine nkaipulika nkongona ya chuta apo iyo ikagwedezga.
I was with them and spoke in tongues. I felt the anointing coming. I was with them. I was identified with them. When the Holy Ghost began to speak through tongues with them.
ine nkava nawo awo vakayoyanga malilime. Ine nkakupulika kuzosika uko kukanjira mwene mura. Ine nkava nawo, ine nkamanyikwa na iwo para msimtuwa ukayamba kuyoya na iwo mumalilime.
I was with Peter before the critics in Acts 2 when he preached a great sermon and I was identified with him. Yes, sir.
Ine nkavanayo Petros pamaso kapa kususka mumirimo 2 para iyo wakaparazika utenga ukuru wa iyo wakachita. Ine nkamanyikwa na iyo enya bwana.
And Acts 4 when they assembled together, I was with them when the building shook. After prayer meeting, the building shook where they were sitting. I was identified there with them.
Mumirimo 4 para iyo wakati waungana pamoja. Ine nkava nao para nyumba ikagwedezgeka. Musonkano wa marurombo ukati wa mara. Nyumba iyo wakavamo ikagwedezgeka. Ine nkamanyikwira kwene kura pamoja nao.
I preached with Paul on Mars Hill. Yes, sir, I was with John on the Isle of Patmos and seen his second coming.
Ine nkaparazga na Paulos pa Peter na Mars. Enya bwana. Ine nkava nayo Yohani pa chirumba cha Patmo. Ndipo nkawona kwiza kwake kwa chiviri.
I was with Luther in the Reformation. I was with Wesley, that firebrand, snatched from the fires when the great revolt against the Anglican Church. I was there with him.
Ine nkavanayo Rutha mukusinta. Ine nkavanayo Wesley mukari yura. Wakapokeskeka kumoto para wakakuisikika chomene wa mpingo wa Anglican. Ine nkavanayo.
Here I am tonight, 1964, in Philadelphia. Pennsylvania, identified with the same kind of group, with the same kind of an experience. I must be to be a Christian. I must stay identified where the word of God is being manifested.
Ndipo ine ndiri muno usiku uno, 1964, Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, kumanyikwa na guru renelira na vindu vya kukumana navyo venevira. Ine mkienera kuwa kutindive mkristu. Ine mkenera kukara wakumanyikwa kwenye kuko mazgu ya chivuta na kuonekera.
I'm identified with a group that feels the Spirit of God. I'm identified with a group that knows He's unveiled, that knows He's the same yesterday, today, and forever, that knows that this is not a fanaticism. It's Jesus Christ, the same yesterday, today, and forever. I'm identified with that group here tonight.
Ine mkumanyikwa na guru ilo likupulika mzimu wa chivuta. Ine kumanyikwa na guru ilo likumanya kuti iyo wavumbukwa. Ilo likumanya kuti iyo ndi mwene yura pera mairo mwanyauno na mirahira. Ilo likumanya kuti uku nkupusa chara. Ndi Yeso Kristu mwene yura pera mairo mwanyauno na mirahira. Ine kumanyikwa na guru ilo muno kusikuuno.
Yet they are called a bunch of heretics, yet a bunch of fanaticism on account of the word of God.
Ndipo uri iwo wakuchemeka guru la wakususka. Guru la wakupusa pachifukwa cha mazgu ya chivuta.
But I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ. For it's the power of God and the salvation of them all.
Kweni inendirije soni na evangeli la Yesu Kristu. Pakuti iri ndi nkongono ya chivuta ya kuchiponosko. Ndipo inendiri yumoza.
I'm with them living epistles I spoke of. Vindicated. God veiled in human form in men and women.
Ine ndiri pamoza nao wakarata wa moya wa kulembeka au ine nanguyowoya wa kukozgeka. Chivuta kubisika mkawonekero kamuntu mwanarumi na wanakazi.
Oh God, it is Martha again. Unveiled himself and make himself known to his people. The great king who laid aside his glory.
Oh chivuta muka jirengi wa keso. Wakujivumbura iyo yeka na kujimanyishka iyo yeka kubantu vake. Fumu ya kuzirwa iyo ikataya uchindami wake.
Yet a little while and the world won't see me no more. I'll be veiled to them. But ye shall see me. For I'll be with you even in you. All the way to the consummation.
Ndipo uri paka nyengo kachoko charo chiza mkundi wonaso ine chara. Ine ndiza mkubisika kwa iwo. Kweni ime muza mkundi wona ine. Pakuti ine ndiza mkuwa na imwe. Nanga ndi mwa imwe. Ntowa yose mpaka kumariro.
Changing from Luther to Wesley to on and on, from glory unto glory, I'm still the same God. Going back to the original glory. Hallelujah.
Kusintikanga kufuma kwa Rutha kufika kwa Wesley, uku na kurutiriranga, kufuma kuchindami kuruta kuchindami. Ine ndi chari chivuta mwene yura wakavako, ndipo nkuwerera kuchindami wapakutanga. Hallelujah.
He has broken every denominational veil, every sound barrier. That sound that says, oh, that's fanaticism. He broke right through that. The sound that came out of there said, oh, that people are crazy. He broke right through that veil. Yes, he did.
Iyo wapasura chidiko chirichose cha bungwe. Chirichose icho ncha kuchinga. Masko auga kunena kuti, oh, uko nkupusa. Iyo wakapasura chira. Masko auga kafuma mwene mura kakati. Oh, vantu awa mba kufunta. Iyo wakapasura nkanira mchidiko chira. Enya, iyo wakachita.
Oh, you can't do it. You're nothing but a bunch of fanatics. He broke right through that. No such a thing as divine healing. He broke right through that. Oh, my. For his word said he would. You can't conquer the word of God.
Oh, ime mungachita chara ichi. Ime murikandu chara kweni guru la wakupusa. Iyo wakapasura nkanira chira. Kulija chinti ngati machiriswa waka uzimu. Iyo wakapasura nkanira chira. Oh, me. Pakuti masuku kakega kati iyo wangachita. Ime munga katonda chara masuku kachivuta.
There he stands yet tonight, the mighty conqueror. Since he broke every Methodist, Baptist, Presbyterian, every other kind of veil, he still stands among his people tonight, unconquered by traditions.
Ndipo iyo waimirira apo. Ndipo uri usiku uno mugonjeski wankongono. Pakuti iyo wakapasura wali yose wa Methodist, Baptist, Presbyterian, mtundu unyake uri wose wa chidiko. Iyo wachari kuimirira nditu pakati pa bantu vake usiku uno vambura kugonjeskeka.
Let people say what they want to, do what they want to, anything they want to. God comes breaking right through that sound there.
Varekani vantu vayoye ivyo vakukumba. Vachite ivyo iwo vakukumba. Chirichose icho iwo vakukumba. Chivuta wakwiza kupasura vyose vya kuchinga.
And remember, they tell me when a plane really breaks that sound barrier, is no limit to its speed.
Ndipo kumbukirani, iwo vakundiparira ine, parandege ikujumba vya kuchinga vira, kachimbiriro kake kakuwezgeka chara.
Now I'm telling you, when you break that traditional barrier that Jesus was way back and he is now, what do you find? He's the same yesterday and forever. There's no limit to what God would do right here in this convention and show this world what they need.
Ine ngumparirani imwe. Para imwe mwagonjesika cha kuchinga cha mdauko cha kuti wakawa Yesu kare. Ndipo ndi iyo chara sono. Para imwe mkusanga iyo ndi mwene yura pera mairo mwanyauno na mjiraira. Kulije mpaka pa hivyo chivuta wangamanya kuchita mumsongana uu na kuoneska kucharu ichi icho iwo wakusoverwa.
Not a world's fair, but a world revival that will be filled and baptized with the presence of the living God and morphing, veiling himself into human flesh. Hallelujah. I believe it.
Chiwoneskero chacharu chara. Kweni chisisimuso cha charu icho chiza mkuzuzgika na kubabatizika na uvapo wa chivuta wa moyo. Kajirengi kujivumbura iyo yeka mutupi la mundu. Hallelujah! Ine kuchigomezga ichi.
Broken every barrier, every veil, every veil, nothing can hide his presence.
Kupasura cha kuchinga chirichose, chidiko chirichose, chidiko chirichose, pakavavye chikamanya kubisa uvapo wake.
When people get hungry in their heart, there's a veil ready to be broke. You can just depend on that. Written every veil by His great Holy Spirit.
Para vantu vari na njara mu mitima yawo, pari chidiko icho chanozgekera kupasulika, imwe mungamanya kugomezga waka pachene chira, parurane chidiko chirichose na mzimu wake ukuru.
And here He stands tonight, the mighty conqueror.
Amen.
Same yesterday, today, forever. Healing the sick, baptizing the believers, just as He always did. He's a mighty conqueror.
Ndipo iyo waimirira apa usiku uno mugonjeski mukuru. Mwene virapera mairo mhanyauno na miraira. Kuchizganga varuari, kubabatizanga vakugomezga. Ngati ndi umo wakachitiranga nyengo zose. Iyo ndi mugonjeski mukuru.
Doom devils are on the run. Yes, sir. They always are when he's around.
Vivanda vakususkika vikuchimbira. Enya bwana. Ivo nyengo zose vikuchimbira para iyo walipo.
Closing, you might say this. There was a, read a story many years ago about an old violinist. He had an old violin he was going to sell. You've heard the story many times.
Kujana, ine panji ni yowe ichi. Kukawa kabirenganga nkani virimika vinandi vya jumba za wakwimba violini. Iyo wakawa na violini ya kare, iyo wakakumbanga kuti waguriske. Ime muri kuipulika nkani nyengo zinandi.
And they wanted to sell it for a certain thing. And the auctioneer said, who will give me so-and-so? And I believe he's offered a few coins, maybe 50 cents or something. Going once, going twice.
Ndipo iwo wakakumbanga kuiguriska ii pa mtengo unyake. Ndipo wakuguriska wakati. Ndinjani wandipenge ine zakuti na zakuti. Ine nkugomezga iyo wakapika ndarama za manjawara pa choko. Panyake 50 cent, panji chinyake. Kuruta kamoza, kuruta kaviri.
Directly a man raised up in the back, he said, just a minute. He walked up and got it. Let's think, if he played this, there is a fountain filled with blood, drawn from Emmanuel's veins. When sinners plunge beneath the flood, lose all their guilty stains.
Pene papo manarumi wakanyamuka kunyuma. Iye wakati, miniti wakaimoza. Ndipo wakanyamuka na kuitora iyi. Tieni ise tiganangane kuti wakaimba iyi. Kuli mbwiwi ya kuzura na ndopa kufuma kumisemba ya Emmanuel. Para wakonanga wakunjira mwaicho wakutaya weheni wawawose.
Then when he laid it down, there was a dry eye in a place. Then he said, who offered? One said, 5,000, 10,000. It was priceless. Why? The old master of the violin had revealed its true quality.
Ntewura para iyo wakati waivika pasi iyi, pakavavye jiso la komira pamaro. Ntewura iyo wakati, ndinjani waperekenge. Yumoza wakati, vikwi vinkonde, vikwi kumi, iyi kavavye mtengo. Chifukwa ka kaspiri wa kuimba violin wakavumbura uweme wake weneko.
Oh, brother, sister, now let the master of this world who wrote it, the great Holy Spirit, rouse him up his bow with love and pull it across your heart.
Oh, mbare mlongosi, sono zomerezgwane kaspiri wa mazgu aga, mwene uyo wakagaremba iwo, mzimu mtu wa ukuru, wapakazge ntonga yake na chitemwa na kuiendeska pa mtima winu.
There is a fountain filled with blood drawn from Emmanuel's vein. You'll see the full value and see the unveiled God come out in view.
Kuli mbwiwi ya kuzura na ndopa kufuma kumisemba ya Emmanuel. Ime muonenge kuzirwa kose na kuona chiuta wa kuvumbukwa kuonekera pakweru.
He just the same as he was when he fell on the day of Pentecost upon the people. When he kenosed himself, emptied right into it. That's right.
Kuti iyo wali na umo iyo wakavira para iyo wakakira pazuwa la Pentecost pavantu. Para iyo wakajifumbura iyo yeka kujikutulira mukati mwaichi uombu nenesko.
You see, Brother Branham, I've tried, I've done this, that, the other.
Ime mkuti, Brother Branham, inenda chita ichi, icho chinyake.
One day I was having a meeting at Carlsbad, New Mexico, and we went down in this big old bat den down there, and it was kind of spooky looking, and we got down there.
Zvarimosa ine nkawa na msonkano ku Carlsbad, New Mexico. Ndipo ise tikaruta kura kumpanji ikuru ya kare ya wakususka. Ndipo iyo ikawonekanga makofya. Ndipo ise tikafika kudera kura.
The man, when he got down there in this place, he snapped the lights off, and oh my, you can imagine how dark it was. It's so dark you could feel it.
Ndipo muntu para iyo wakati wafika kudera kura, iyo wakazimwiska magesi. Ndipo oh mwe, ime mungamanya kukanaganira mdima uoka wako, kukawa waka, kukawa mdima ukuru, ime mungamanya kukwaska uhu.
And that's just about the way the times are getting. When we see the church that fails to recognize God's word.
Ndipo ichi chiri pafupufupi umonyengo zikwendera, para ise tikuona mpingo uhu ukutondeka kumanyamazu kachuta.
When you see the daughters of Zion doing the way they're doing.
Para ime mkuona vanavitu vanakazi vazioni vakuchita umo vakuchitira.
When you see our brothers that smokes and drinks and tells dirty jokes and things and still trying to hold their confession in Christ. Oh my, it's dark, it's pitch dark.
Para ime mkuona mabarevitu au vakusuta na kumwa na kuyooya ntabwara za ukazuzi na vintu. Ndipo vachari kuyezika kukorelera chigomezo chao ma Kristu. Oh, mwe kuri mdima, ndi mdima wakofya.
We see the sign of his coming. It's always darkest just before day. Then the morning star comes out to hail the day and hurl and show that it's coming.
Ise tikuona chimanyikwiro cha kwiza kwake. Kuza mkuwa nyengo zose kukuwa mdima ukuru chomene pambere zuwa kundache. Ntewura nyenyezi ya mlenje ikwiza kuzakaoneska kutikwacha na kupara kutikwacha na kurongora kuti kukucha.
Notice, And in there, when they turn that off, there's a little girl just screamed to the top of her voice. And there's a little boy standing by the guide. And he's seen that guide when he switched the lights off like that.
Wanane, mkati mura, para iwo wakuzima, mkava msungwa na mchoko wakachemerezi waka mazugake pachanya chomene. Kukava mnyamata mchoko wakaimirira pafupi na mlongozi. Ndipo wakamuona mlongozi yura para iyo wakazimwanga magese ngati nteura.
And that little sister is just about to have a fit. She's screaming, jumping up and down. Oh, what's going to happen next? What's the matter? What's the matter?
Ndipo mlongozi mchoko yura wakakara pachoko kuyamba kuzirika. Iyo wakachemerezganga kudukiranga michanya na pasi. Oh, kasi nchivichi chichitikenge mwakurondezgana. Kasi suzgo nchichi, kasi suzgo nchichi.
You know what he screamed? He said, don't fear, little sister. There's a man here who can turn on the lights. Listen, little sister, you might think we're small and in the minority, but don't fear, there's a man here who can turn on the lights. That's the Holy Spirit.
Mukumanya icho iyo wakachemerezga, iyo wakati, ungopanga mlongosi mchoko, mulimuntu muno mwene uyo wangamanya kupereka kungweruka. Tegerezga mlongosi mchoko, iwe panji ungaganangana kuti ise tiriva nichi kweniso vachoko. Kweni leka kuchita wofi, mulimuntu muno mwene uyo wangamanya kupereka kungweruka. Uu ndi mzimu mtuva.
Do you believe it? Let us bow our heads just a moment. I'm sorry to keep you.
Ima mkugomezga ichi? Tieni ise tsindamiske mitu paka nyingu kachoko. Ine ndiri na chitima paku mlindikani imwe.
O great God of heaven, unveiling yourself, unfolding yourself, making yourself known, the great King of glory, take these little illustrations tonight and let them fall down at the hearts of the people.
O chuta mkuru wa kuchanya, kujifumbura mweka, kujimasura mweka, kukujipangiska mwavene kumanyikwa, fumu ikuru ya uchindami. Torani vierezgero vichoko ivi usikuno, ndipo zomerezgani ivi vikari pamitima ya vantu.
And may we see that unveiled one, that one who came down and rent the veil of the temple.
Ndipo nkuromba kutitimuone yumoza yura wakufumbukwa, yumoza yura mwene uyo wakakirapasi, ndipo wakaparura chidiko cha tempire.
And then went right out of that veil, come right down into human veils again on the day of Pentecost. Has ever been the same, changing from glory to glory.
Ndipo nteura penipapo wakaruta kufumamo mchidiko chira, wakizaso muvidiko vya vantu pazuva la Pentecost. Wakara chimozimozi nyengo zose kusindanga kufuma kuchindami kuruta kuchindami.
And now we're right back like all nature acting, right back to the original seed. Right from one church age to another.
Ndipo sono ise tawereraso kunyuma ngati ndiumo chirengi wa chirichose chikuchitira. Tawereraso nkanira kumbeu ya pakudanga. Nkanira kufuma kumuwiro umoza wa mpingo kuruta kuunyake.
And in this last stage here, here we are right back to the original thing that fell on the day of Pentecost to fulfill every scripture.
Ndipo mumuwiro uwa umariro mwene mumo ise tiri. Kanira kunyuma kuchindu cha pakudanga icho chikakira pazuva la Pentecost kuzaka kwaneriska lemba lirirose.
The light in the evening time and the works that I do shall you also and so many things that you promised in your word.
Kungweruka kunyengo ya kumise ndipo mirimo iyo ine nkuchita namwe muchitenge na vindu vinandi ivyo imwe mukalaizika mumasuku gino.
Father, if there be one here who has never broke through that veil yet, or if there be one here who's just impersonated someone who has went through the veil, give grace tonight, Father.
Vadada, usange walimo muno yumoza uyo wachari wanda pasure chidiko chira mpaka pano. Panji usange walimo muno mnyake uyo wakayezgerera waka mnyake uyo wari kujumpamo mchidiko. Perekani uchizi usiku uno, vadada.
May they see that mighty conqueror standing here, full of grace and power to forgive. Grant it, Father.
Nkuromba iwo wa muone wa kutonda yura wa nkongono wa kuyimirira apa, wa kuzura uchizi na nkongono, kuti wa gokere perekani ichi wa dada.
And while our heads are bowed, would there be some in here, how many might I say that, would say, Brother Branham, I'm lifting my hand, pray for me, just keep your head bowed and raise your hand.
Ndipo apo mitu itu ichari ya kusindama, kasi wangavamo vanyake muno, kasi mbalinga, panji ine ndiyoye, au wangamanya kuyoya, Mbare Branham, ine nkukwezika wakulane, mundipemperere ine, karani waka na mtu winu wakusinda misikika, ndipo mkwezike wakorinu.
I want to break through every veil that I can really see the conqueror. God bless you. My at the hands.
Ine ngukumba kupasura chidiko chirichose, mpaka ine ningamanya nadi kumuona wakutonda, chiuta wa mtumbikani imwe, mwe maoko ago.
Up in the balconies to the right. God bless you. Balconies to the back. God bless you. Be real honest.
Mufipinda mchanya kuokola margero, chiuta wa mtumbikani imwe. Mufipinda mchanya kunyuma uko, kwezgani, chiuta wa mtumbikani imwe. Mube wa kugomezi kankanira.
To the left, raise your hand, say, Brother Bram, I might have been a Christian for years, but really, I've never come through that veil. I've really never done it. I haven't got that what they had then.
Kumazere, kwezgani wokorinu, yoyane, mbare Branham, ine panje ndawa mkristu kwa virimika vinandi, kwenye nadi ine ndichari ninda pwasure chidiko chira, nadi ine ninda chite ichi, ine ndirije chira icho iwo wakabanacho kare.
Today we got, I'm a hot-bedded plant. You take a flower that's raised in a hotbed, you have to bathe it, pet it, spray it, water it.
Mwanya uno ise tiri, ine ndine mbeu ya kubenekerereka. Tolani ruva iro lakulira mwakuchita kulibenekerera, imwe mkwenera kulinyengerera iro, kulirera iro, kulitira mankwara, kulitirira maji.
But that original plant that grows out there on the desert, same kind of a flower, looks like it. It don't get a bit of water, but no bugs get on it. It's rugged. It's a real.
Kwenye mbeu ira ya pakudanga iyo yikumera kuwaru mchipururu, mutundo wene ura waluva, la kuoneka mwakuyana na iri, iri ili kupokerapo maji chara, kwenye viwara vikufikako chara kuiri, iri ndinonono, iri ndirenireni.
Could you compare Christianity today with what it was then? Could you imagine this group, what we call Christians today across the world, being like those was after Pentecost?
Kasi imwe mungalinganizika chikristu na chikristu cha muhanya uno na icho chikawako kare. Kasi imwe mungaganaganira guru iri au tikuti mba kristu muhanya uno charu chose zingirizge vakuwa ngati ndivara vakawako para zuwa la Pentecost rekati la jumpa.
Babied and patted and from one church to another and say something you don't like, get up and walk out. No, oh, could you imagine that? No. What is the matter? It's a reproduction.
Kulereka na kunyengerereka, ndipo kufuma mumpingo umoza kuruta muunyake, ndipo kuyoya chinyake icho imwe mkukumba, kunyamuka na kufuma kuwaro, ndipo oo, kasi imwe mungagananganira icho, yai, kasi suzgo nchichi, ukundi kuyerezgera.
Michelangelo, that created the monument of Moses, you can get a reproduction of that very cheap, but the original.
Michelangelo, mwene uyo wakabaja chikozgo cha Moses, mungamanya kutora chiesgerero kufuma kuchira, mupusi chomene. Kweni, nchapa kudanga?
The one who painted the Lord's Supper, I guess that original painting would run into millions of dollars. If you could even buy it, I don't even know where it's at. But you can buy a cheap reproduction of it for about $1.98. You can.
Yumosa mwene uyo wakajambula monesko wa fumu. Ine mkusachizga kuti kujambula kwa pakudanga kula kukati kunangenge mamilioni gama dora. Usange imwe nanga mkakumbenge kugura uu. Ine mkumanya chara kwenye kuko uu uliko. Kwenye imwe mungamanya kugura chierezgero cha uu pafufupi $1 na 98 cents. Imwe mungagura.
And that's the way it is today. A cheap Christian, a reproduction, just a church joiner. You can buy them out for a cigarette or a common drink.
Ndipo ndimo ichi chiriri muhanya uno, mukristu wakuchipa, wakuchita kupanga, wakuchita kujoina waka mpingo, imwe mungamanya kubagura iwo na ndudu panji na cha kumwa wamba.
For a woman with cut hair, painted lips, you can buy her for anything in the fashions of the world, but you can't touch that genuine.
Panyake kubana kazi na sisi la kudumura panji miromo ya kupakazgika utoto, imwe mungamanya kumugura iyo na chirichose mumafashoni ga charo. Kweni imwe mungamukwasika chara wakufika po yura.
I see in full view the same yesterday, today and forever. Oh Christian, don't you want to be a real Christian?
Ine kumuona iyo pakweru nkanira. Mwene yura pera mairo muhanya uno na mira ira. Oh mukristu, kasi iwe ukumba chara kuwa mukristu wakufika po?
If there's any didn't raise your hands, will you do it while I'm just going to pray? God bless you. God bless you. Oh, that's just fine. Just look at that.
Usange mulipo mwanyake mungu kwezi kachara mawoko inu. Asi imwe mungamanya kuchita ichi. Enya, ine ndipe mperenge waka. Chivuto mtumbikani imwe. Chivuto mtumbikani imwe. Oh, icho chiri makora waka. Lavisikani waka pa icho.
Our Heavenly Father, Thy word shall not return to Thee void. You as the one made the promise, I'm only responsible for saying that You said it. I'm just repeating Your words.
Bada David muri kuchanya, mazo yinu gawererenge kwa imwe gambola kuchita kantu chara. Imwe ndi mwimwene uyo mukapanga pangano. Ine ndiri waka na nchito ya kuyoya icho imwe mukayoya. Ine nkuwerezika po waka mazo yinu.
You said, He that heareth My word and believeth on Him that sent Me has eternal life. You promised it.
Imwe mukati. Iyo mwene uyo wakugomezika masugane na kugomezika pa iyo mwene uyo wakandituma ine walina umoyo wa miraira. Imwe mkaraizika ichi.
And Lord, we know we have them reproductions today. Many that say they believe when they don't. It shows up. But Lord, there's some genuine too.
Ndipo fumu, ise tikumanya kutitiri nao wakuyezgerera muhanya uno. Banande awo wakutiba kugomezika apo iwo wakuchita chara. Ichi chikuonekera. Kwenye fumu, walipo wanyake wakufika hapo nao.
I pray that You just grant in here tonight that every man and woman, boy or girl, no matter what nation they are, what color they are, what church they belong to, oh God, fill them.
Ine nkupempera kuti imwe mupereke waka mwene mumo usiku uno. Mwakuti mwanarumi wali yose na mwanakazi. Mnyamata panye msungwana, kwari iwo wafuma kucharu uri, kwari iwo mba mtundu uri, kwari iwo mba mpingo uri, ochi uta vazuzgani iwo.
May they see the real manifestation of that same Jesus today right among us as He was at the day of Pentecost when He revealed Himself for this age being the Holy Ghost.
Mpanye iwo waone kuonekera kweneko kwa Yesu mwene yura muhayauno. Nkanira pakati pitu, ngati ndi umo iyo wakawira pazuwa la Pentecost, para iyo wakajivumbura iyo yeka kumuyo uu kuwa mzimu mtuwa.
Grant, seeing the words fulfilled, the prophecies come to pass.
Perekani ichi, kuona mazu kakuwa niriskika, mauchimi kakuwa niriskika.
We compare today what's called the Church of the World or the World Council of Churches, and compare that with a promise on Pentecost.
Ise tikulinganizika muhanya uno uwo kuchemeka mpingo wa charu upo wa mipingo ndipo mungalinganizika chira na pangano la pa Pentecost.
There's no comparison at all. We cannot get our dirty clothes washed on that ticket.
Palije kulinganizikana na pachokopose. Ise tingatora chara mara yitu kakubinka kuchapiska pa kachitiro ako.
But Lord God, if we'll come back to that fountain, there's a cleansing process. Then our experience in God's word will match one another. Then we can claim our possession.
Kweni fumu chivuta, usange ise tiwele rengeso kumgiwiira, kuli dongosoro la katozo kikero, nteura ivyo ise tikumana navyo na mazo ya chivuta via nenge chimoza na chinyake. Nteura ise tingamanya kutora ivyo ndivitu.
Grant it, Lord, tonight as I commit these people in Your hands, give to each one what we have need of, Father. We ask in Jesus' name. Amen.
Perekani ichi fumu usiku uno. Apo ine nkupereka vantu ava mumaoko inu. Perekani kwa ori yose icho ise tikusoveru wa badada. Ise tikuromba mzina ra Yesu. Amen.
God bless you. Thank you a lot for standing and waiting a long time. And I'm sorry I kept you to 10 minutes after 10. God be with you till I see you in the morning. I turn the service now to, I suppose, to
Chiuta wa mtumbikani imwe, kumuongani imwe chomene pa kuimirira kulindizika nyingo itari. Ndipo ine nkupepiska pa kumsungani imwe mpaka 10 past 10. Chiuta wa kalinamwe mpaka ine dizaka muonani imwe na mlenji. Ine nkuwezgera utewe tisono kwa ine nkugomezga kwa mlongozi wa ungano.